Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Who are you and where are you calling from?
My name is Richard. I'm calling from Staten Island.
Okay, Richard, your contribution.
The contribution was I was hoping to get on with a couple of people because I had an opinion question that I wanted to pose that I thought maybe a couple of people could interact with.
Okay, Richard, hold on right there.
Okay.
I'm going to let you guys, Richard, you go ahead and let's see what happens.
Okay. Can everybody else hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, great. My question is how everybody would feel about the Don and Mike Show returning to New York airwaves.
All right, here we go.
How would you feel about that?
Now, wait a minute. No, I want to find the pig. I want to find the pig that's burping.
The pig gave birth to you, duh.
Okay, now, Mr. Pig, if you could just stop burping long enough to have some discourse here.
Okay.
I'd like to ask you a question or two.
Okay.
Richard, what is the significance of coming on a radio show with lots of people listening, parading yourself as a person with a reasonable level of intelligence, and then burping into the telephone?
You just answered the question. In your question of what's the significance of parading myself in front of tens of people that are listening to your show,
that's
the reason. I am an idiot that likes to draw attention to himself.
Okay. Well, Richard, I want to thank you for your honesty.
All right.
I really want to thank Richard for having the and testicle fortitude to stay and answer the question. I really mean that.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Hold on to me, Frank. Give me a hummer.
The Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in the show. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Gentlemen, hold on, please. For those of you who had Mike's microphone breaking in the first 3 minutes of the show, you are a winner.
Congratulations.
You are a winner. How's it going over there, Mike?
How you doing, Don?
Doing very well. Perfect. Feeling outstanding, feeling strong now.
The little thingy wasn't plugged into the thingy. It was hanging there, and then it was too tight.
Happy Monday.
Well, again, if you had it, it's like that one in a million shot. A representative of WJFK FM or your local affiliate will be calling you, and the next thing you know,
that mic,
you're on the road to Easy Street.
That's right.
Well, I can't plug it in. The cord's too short.
Oh, dear.
That's why we urge you to play the game. What will break next?
How you doing, Don?
I'm doing great, Mike, because I know that someone out there has just won the endless box of prizes.
You know, Don,
somebody out there had your microphone.
You know, quite frankly. And now this is the new...
What?
What happened?
Hello?
Now this is the new one they have me on, Don. quite frankly, it's my responsibility. I should have seen that thing just hanging there, unplugged after the weekend.
Hold on, let's see. Do we have it?
Did you have Mike's microphone?
Did you?
Don and Mike show.
Hi, how you doing? I'm just calling from Buffalo, saying the Skins blew it yesterday.
Thank you for stating the obvious, my friend. Wait,
I do want to say one thing, though. Clemson lost last week when the Red Sox lost, and Don was giving Mike a really hard time about that, and didn't mention Clemson lost, too.
Okay, but
you, sir, are an idiot.
Oh, hold on, my friend. You know, we're not even down to the open of the show yet.
No.
Let me just say, just looking for somebody to play along and say that they had Mike's microphone in the pool. But now you're going to drag me into this, so I'll say that no one said anything about Clemson losing because my affiliation with Clemson has been exactly 3 months.
I mean, because your son goes there, right?
My wife went there. I really don't watch them that much for it to be a real rooting interest like Mike and the Red Sox.
You don't bleed orange.
No, I don't.
Oh, no. You do bleed Red Sox, but I'm saying Yankees.
No, he doesn't bleed that either. I'm the one that bleeds the Red Sox red.
Right.
But
no, you didn't know that.
Thanks.
Moron.
No, thanks for calling because you had the microphone, didn't you? You had the microphone.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, see.
Well, he's lying about that, and I don't think he's...
No, I had number 4 microphone. It's always with the tape on it, right?
No, it is.
It was number 2.
Or it's wrong.
It was microphone number 2.
How many strikes are you going to give this man?
We may have a real winner here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
May I switch Mike's mic back? I got it plugged in.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Did you have it?
Yes, I did.
All right. Tell me exactly what it says on your what will break next card.
Mike's microphone number 2 breaking in the first 3 minutes.
Breaking in the first 3 minutes. Where are you calling from?
Modesto, California.
Congratulations. That means the rest of your life totally taken care of. Just go down to KHTK with the winning ticket.
I'll get right on that. I'm on my way as I speak.
All right, hold on. You know, they're still doing something on the other side of the room now.
Gary Rigging.
Rob is over there doing the plugging and unplugging. Mike's doing the ordering around.
Weaving cables.
And Mike, we have a winner.
I feel like a helpless infant.
We have a winner.
That's how I felt, really.
We have a winner.
We do.
Look at that. I believe they call this the you're living on Easy Street promotion. What you want to do? You got it done there?
Yeah, it's all done.
What you want to do is call KHTK and ask for Mike Ramey. He's the program director.
He likes people good, really do win on the Don and Mike show.
He likes a good nipple, Ramey.
Hey, you're pretty good. That's good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hold on. We'll give you something. Hold on a second.
Here. Awesome. You guys rock.
Thank you, my friend. Hold on. Now, this.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
My hands are filthy with all that labor.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Deplorable and all the ships at sea. Ready with 4 cold, clammy hands to touch 2 sets of warm genitals.
Yeah.
Dr. Onimo. Mike.
Thank you, Robbie, and hi, thank you for listening, everybody.
Still had it for me, Rob.
Don and Mike show, a new episode on this
Monday,
October 23rd. And as you heard, the floodgates are open. That's it. We're just standing outside your radio station with a big butterfly net. Call us at 877-365-3636. That's the national number from Canada. Rob hates it, but you can call anyway.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 from Canada. And from Washington, D.C., our home station, WJFK. You call 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hello, Paul.
Is anyone listening? Hey, Rob! Shut up! Did you wash the ass today?
Someone call for a doctor?
Here we are.
Here we go. There we go, and we had a guy who played along with the gay. A guy who played along...
Winner.
With the gay.
Played along with the gag. He had...
It sounded almost like you said played along with the gay.
Well, it was a combination of game and gag.
Kind of a gay game. Aren't all our games fun and gay?
They are. Hi, and thank you for listening. Listen, a couple of things before we really start the show.
Okay.
First...
Yes?
Oh, you know, I need to go with this.
Oh, yeah.
You put that away. Boy, you... today is October 20th, so let's welcome in for the first time.
Oh, wow. You guys are great with this.
But I think last year we kind of missed the boat on it. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Hollywood Spooks.
Hey, is that the Pope?
No. Although they're saving him a spot.
Oh, look at them.
Hey, look. Hey, John Ritter.
Incredible.
What are you doing in there?
Behind the tree.
Yeah, this is something you're going to hear. We open the door, and then we're going to shut it in just a second, because in a moment they're going to put on their show for you.
Yeah.
Get ready to be scared.
There goes an arm. Now they just rip their arms off, and they wave them at you.
Those are the same sweaters they had on last year.
Yeah, well, it's a cloud of dust in here now.
Get ready for hilarity, because whenever the door opens, we'll just pick the song up right there. And, of course, Halloween only being 11 days away.
Great Halloween traditions on this show.
It's almost time, kids.
It's almost time. Be in front of your set with a horror thought. It's almost time. You know, argument about this we used to have. Did you say super and I said silver?
Yeah.
I remember the big giveaway at 9.
Don't miss. What was the answer?
Don't forget to wear your masks. I don't think we ever had a conclusion.
It's almost time. Halloween. Okay, here comes the part. No.
Super Shamrock.
Super Shamrock.
Super.
Super.
No. Yeah, you used to think it was silver.
Right. Super Shamrock.
Right. You used to think it was silver.
I used to think it was silver?
Really? I don't know. I don't remember. I'm just giving you the wrong part now, because that's the way I think it is now. Might have been me that thought it was silver.
I don't know. All right. You know, if you want to have that one?
It was never a big one, but it was never, I don't think it was ever resolved.
You're saying, so the answer is...
It sounds now to me, now whether I said it originally, it sounds like Super Shamrock.
And it is Super Shamrock.
Yes. And I know the debate was like Super or Silver.
I don't remember having that debate.
You don't?
No, I don't.
It's a good debate.
And a pretty rocking tune. A pretty wicked tune.
Oh, yeah.
Scary. You know, we hardly ever let it play to the label like this.
Kids put the masks on and like bugs came out.
Yeah. It was fantastic.
Hold on to me, Frank. Give me a Hummer.
Oh, hey, so what's that last part on that one? I didn't know that.
Wanted to work that in and tell you that we have a gift to give away every day this week, and we're going to talk about today's right now, because this is a come down and join us thing. Here's what we have all week to give away every day on the show. A LASIK procedure, you know, laser eye, from Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates. Now, not to say anything, you can get one of these things and blood will come out of your eyes. You can get this thing and all of a sudden you're seeing backwards, you know, it's like you're seeing a reverse reality. Or you get that
hole clean through your head.
Yeah, but that's when you got the wrong guy doing it.
That's right.
And I'm very hesitant to endorse anything, but I will tell you that the guy that did my eyesight, Dr. Witten, did Tiger Woods and a bunch of famous athletes, and this is his joint. And this prize is estimated at, well, thousands of dollars.
Yeah, very, very expensive. He is the industry standard, the way I understand
the man. Let me see. They create Washington's premier LASIK surgeons and the experience of over 50,000 successful procedures with affordable 12-month, no-interest financing.
You know, when Buzz Burbank says that somebody's the man, you can pretty much count on that person being the man.
The fact that in the slug they say 12-month no-interest financing would lead you to believe that this is not the Jiffy Lube of LASIK eye procedure.
No, you're not going to like roll by the mall, pop in and get this thing done. It's just not going
to
happen.
Well, now, but if life has blessed you, you know, more power to you. 800-636-LASER. But for most people, myself included, I looked at it and went, wow, that's too expensive.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the glasses. Well, here you go. It's for you now free.
And there must be, you know, people that have held off because of the expense, and here's their golden opportunity.
And you're having it done by the best guy. So,
if you already have okay vision, can he give you, like, x-ray vision or anything?
You cannot, Rob.
Oh, it can't be better.
So, how will we be giving this away today? Very simple. Girls. The girl with the most piercings by the end of the show today.
Now that includes ear, navel...
Total body piercings, Mike. Even
piercings. But everything will be counted. Yeah. Every hole in your body will be counted. Not the natural holes.
No. These are only ones that are man-made. The ones that God gave you, we don't want to a part of, although we may have to look at part of them to see other ones. Yes, Mike.
Dom, will we be able to see? Do we have to verify seeing all the piercings?
We do. We do.
Okay.
I'm thinking that we might have a winner down there.
That might be the tiebreaker.
That'd be great.
Okay, so, girls, listen, if you're one of these girls that's all pierced up,
mm-hmm.
you want to come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters today.
Tattoos are not included.
No. Just piercing.
Just piercing.
We have to be able to see, count, and verify all of your man-made holes.
I would imagine those girls that have that whole row up on the top of their ear.
And, hey, it's nipple-rific, mm-hmm. okay? And don't forget to drive the brand-new Ford product, the CLI Taurus. It's a whole
lot of fun.
So come on down, girls. The only thing is there's always the age limitation on this, and I know that we love it. Having our junior listeners down here.
Oh, yeah, nobody likes it more.
What is the age?
It's not, Rob.
I'm pretty. Someone will tell me. It's either 18 or it's probably 21.
21, I believe.
Probably 21.
I think it's 21 for the procedure, is it not?
Mike, it depends. Have you been to Ocean City?
No, I'm not talking about the piercing. I'm talking about the laser eye surgery.
That I don't know whether. Here is super producer Charles Broyhill.
Smart shoes.
You know, I'm sorry. I went the shoeless look, and I wore brown with a black top.
You didn't just go...
Did I say the F word again?
You got ready to.
Oh, did?
Hey, no.
Come all the way out.
No, that Friday, this is not Friday. I am tanned, rested, and ready for work today.
It's 21 on the age.
21. Thank you, Charles.
Catch me on Thursday.
It's a $5,500 procedure.
Wow.
Wow, thanks. Here he is, super producer Charles Broyhill.
There he is.
So,
see you later, fat man.
Chubby.
That's my new thing for him, even though he's thinner than I am. I call him fats.
Piercings. Piercings for prizes.
Yeah. Don't you enjoy the fact that our support staff is aging before our very eyes?
Yeah.
I find great comfort in it. I truly do. It is truly wonderful.
I do, too. Girls, don't forget. What, you don't want to?
What?
I thought Rob gave you something. You don't want to say it?
Do you read everything he puts in front of you?
No.
No, I'd said it already, but since you've spotlighted it,
I know, Charlie,
this came from Rob, and it was, thanks, Fatso. And you know, Fatso's
made good.
Traditional one. You can't argue with that one at all.
Pretty good.
And now, of course, the Charlie is aware that you have written that.
You know, I can lose weight. What are you going to do about your hair?
Listen to this.
You know what?
Fun.
What?
Maybe if I lost weight, my hair would get thicker. I have to lose head weight.
This is true. We're all having fun here. It's festive today.
Forget it, Rob. So, girls, come down. Girls with the most piercings. Face piercings, body piercings, exotic and erotic. Most total piercings wins this $5,500 prize.
Wouldn't it be great if we had a tiebreaker done?
It sure would. Man, I can't imagine what we'd come up with.
Hope there's a recount.
recount would be great.
So we're at 10800 Main Street in Toothless, Fairfax.
You have to make sure they're real, too.
That's right.
Big sign outside says WJFK. You can't miss it. And there's, of course, proudly the CBS logo.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
And you laugh, but when you drive by, mm-hmm. And my wife was down here on Friday night, and we drove by the building, and she said, when did they put that big, giant CBS sign outside? And I said, maybe, how long has that been, 10 years out there?
Seven, at least.
Many, many years.
Yeah. You would think having the prestige of the Tiffany Network,
mm-hmm.
a big, gigantic CBS, it would do something. But no, this place is still a dump.
Yes, it is.
It's just a dump with a sign on it that says CBS.
Spooky. Neat sign, though.
Yeah, really.
Hello?
Big, spooky eye.
Ray?
Yeah.
You're on the air, Ray.
Don, it's Silver, S-I-L-V-E-R.
Silver Shamrock, not Super Shamrock.
It is Silver, definitely.
No, sounds like now, now, wait a minute. Now, I don't remember which side of the argument I was on, and I think I heard Super this time.
Me too.
Yeah.
You have to look at the video, and you see the logo of the company in the commercial. It's Silver.
There will be people that remember that argument and remember which side we were on.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Whatever. Okay.
I mean, if I already lost the argument, I'm not going to fight it again.
Is it from Halloween 2?
No,
is it from the first one?
The original one.
Is it really?
Lee is 2 because that was when... The first one is just your traditional scary movie, and then
right.
they put that like almost sci-fi twist with the mask.
Hello, Don and Mike. Are you sure that wasn't from the first one? No, I guess you're right because...
Yeah,
because
that was the gimmick from the second.
Because it's a family that gets lured into the factory where the masks are made.
And
the Dees family.
And the masks are... Yeah.
Don.
Hello.
Johnny D.
Don and Mike.
Don.
You're on. Hello.
Hey, man.
it's Halloween 3 and it's Silver Shamrock because there's like a silver button on each mask. It had like a shamrock on it, and that's what released all the bugs in these kids' faces.
And see, here we were saying Super Shamrock again.
Oh, it's over.
Hmm. And you say it's Halloween 3.
Halloween 3, because it's the only Halloween movie that doesn't have anything to do with Mike Myers.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I agree with you.
Right.
It's Halloween 3.
All right.
It's tough to get worked up for this one.
Even though that guy knows that.
Smashing baby.
About Mike Myers. I mean, don't you think we have to banish him to the basement of the science building?
Most definitely.
Because he knows it and is speaking it with such authority, mm-hmm. and I picture he's wearing some kind of a Lord of the Rings home outfit right now.
Like wearing a tunic.
You'll
be
are you?
You're there.
No, actually, I'm a painter, so I'm wearing my painting clothes.
Your painting clothes?
Your painting clothes.
Yeah, all right.
You just like your horror movies.
Yeah.
All right, so let's review. It's Halloween 3.
Halloween 3.
And it's Silver Shamrock.
Silver Shamrock has nothing to do with Michael Myers, and it reduces bugs into kids' domes.
Smashing baby.
Now, the original Halloween would be your Jamie Lee Curtis, correct?
Yeah, and like the last one, too.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, the last one. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good day.
The last
good
one
day,
being,
sir.
Of course, Halloween 17.
I said good day to you, sir. I said good day. I saw a movie this weekend that I thought I would not like, and I did like. I saw the Jack Black movie. Went with
That's the one I thought I recommended to you, right?
Yeah, I went with my son. Here's the deal. We'd seen the previews for it.
Right.
My wife and I had seen the previews and thought, this doesn't really look funny. And then the reviews came out, and the reviews were great.
Right.
And I normally don't believe the reviews, so I said, But, you know, it's that deal where, you know, my kid was up, still is up from college, and he wanted to go see it, so we went to go see it, and it's surprisingly good.
Hmm.
It's Jack Black doing, like, an Adam Sandler...
Is it LOL, Don?
parts are LOL.
Ah,
now, not LOL... Or ROTFLOL, not rolling right. on the floor laughing out loud.
I haven't seen it, but IMHO, it is LOL.
F you. I went in with low expectations because I was thinking it was going to be like an Adam Sandler type thing.
H-O?
Ho.
Humble opinion.
Right. Oh, you didn't know that? Oh, IMHO.
I didn't know IMHO in my humble opinion. That's great. IMHO. It's LOL. That's great. So, I had to get it from you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to play catch-up, but I wanted to know what it was.
Yeah.
I apologize. I'm still in recovery.
You're in recovery from what?
My weekend.
From your weekend. Okay.
Yes.
Let me just...
I don't need any time. Nothing horrible happened. I'm just saying I'm in recovery from my weekend. I'm downloading from my weekend.
Okay. Well, I knew you were up in the office.
You did? How did you know that?
About the thing with the TV show where you mimicked a conversation.
Oh, yeah. Like my paranoia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the extreme paranoia.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just part of
the thing. Well, you should know, though, that you should know in all honesty that bubbles every day just below the surface. I just don't show you it very often.
You must be joshing.
It's always right there, especially on that subject. You should know that after all these years. You should know that my jealousy of you and Rob is just beneath the surface. And when you commiserate about a show that I recommended that you both didn't think was what I thought it was, you know, it hurts my feelings. It really does.
But it wasn't presented to you in that way.
Not at all, but I know. But see, I know what you know.
All right,
I know how you guys will probably talk.
Okay, here's the deal.
He thought it was going to be so funny. It really wasn't funny.
No, we didn't. Here's the deal. Mike said to us off the air last week, watch this show for reasons to remain unsaid.
Mm-hmm.
You'll laugh. So I turned it on yesterday, and I believe I left you. Did you check your messages at home?
I got your message over the weekend where you were. I think you called me during the show.
Right, I said I got it on. Is this the guy? Is this the guy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll see you later. Bye. And then later.
Well, you immediately I cleared it up for me when you said it wasn't the two hosts, and I thought they were the permanent hosts. Yeah, the guy's name is Peter Barth,
yeah.
And Peter Goober, I think, and they're very funny guys.
So I was talking to Rob later in the day, and I said, oh, hey, did you watch that Mike show? And he said, yeah, I watched it, and I don't know. And I said, Rob, is that was it? And that was the end of the conversation.
Yeah.
That was it. And I asked Rob if he thought that the guy looked like Robin Williams, like I left on your message.
I think, I think one of the guys does look like Robin Williams.
No. Anyway, whatever, that's the extent of it from my end, is that I watched a show, I mentioned something to Rob, I left Mike a message mm-hmm. about it, so I come in and the topic comes up somehow, mm-hmm. and Mike says, oh, I know, you hated it. You and Rob hated. You were on the phone with each other, like one of the 50 times a day. And I'm not exaggerating, am I?
Not, no, you're, in fact, you're downplaying it.
Mike says, one of the 50 times a day you're on the phone with each other. Hey, did you watch that show that he tried to show us? Oh, it wasn't funny. No, he's not funny. No, he doesn't get jokes like we get jokes. Yeah, man.
It's pretty nice. Then you exaggerated at the end a little bit, but by and large, that's exactly what I was saying.
And I said to Mike, really? I'm not busting your balls. Nothing could be farther from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing could be further. It was never going to be brought up on the air.
I know. I understand that.
I had no thoughts. It's not in my notes here to mention.
So when I enter areas that I just shouldn't bother with, I shouldn't. I mean, like recommendations of TV, it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. It only works with two guys on this show. And you know what? I have my very wonderful job and my place, and I know it, and I'm secure in it. And it's just sometimes when I try to do the things, I was really, and it really just, I messed with it, and I was very disappointed, you know. And then the fact that you were talking about it with, you know, your TV buddy.
I talked about it with my wife, too.
Yeah, well, you know, the same thing. And, you know, and it was just, it really, you know, I just could picture it just going, because it wasn't the two, if it was the two hosts that I said.
It wasn't, the conversation was not held at the absolute level that you think it was held at, with the importance that you are strapping to it.
Well, that's probably the download from the weekend, because I'm very downloadable right now. You know, after that, that's probably why. But I like doing that. Do you understand? It's fun to do that to you once in a while. Do you understand?
Sure.
It makes me feel good, and it's not really that serious, and it's not that big a deal. But it's fun to just sort of say that, you know, because it does float around in my mind somewhere, you know, where, you know, you know, I'm, how many years have I been jealous of your little relationship with Rob?
But now, and now, hold on.
Not to the extent where it paralyzes my relationship with either one of you individually, but I've always, you know, felt that way. I've always, you know, just always been like kind of outside on that this
it was
little
so
world.
Weird
you
when you boiled my rabbit. That was the only thing I didn't like. Well,
you know what?
Fine.
You left it in the yard.
I know.
I couldn't help it.
My bad.
You know, but Mike, Rob is my best buddy, but I went out to dinner on Friday night with Buzz and Marcia.
Right.
I
don't want to socialize.
I pick up the phone and I chat with Broyhill many times during the weekend about much of the same stuff that
I like to think
Rob.
That you and I kick our relationship into overdrive during crunch time. That's when you and I get stuff done. When it's crunch time, when it's the most important time.
I've never had a problem.
Right. I was just complimenting you. I was complimenting our relationship. And then
you were
on some different plane where were in a defensive crouch. And you said, I just complimented you. You said, I think our relationship is the best when it's really crunch time. And you say, I've never had a problem.
Here's what I
mean. Explain that to me.
Here's exactly what I mean by that. We're fine. We've always been fine. You and I do things
You're fine with this.
The way that we do them. And you're not fine with it?
Not always. No. I mean, there are moments that I wouldn't change anything. I just like to give you a hard time about it. I like to give you a hard time about you've got to, you know, would it be safe to say?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Outside of when we're dealing with something extraordinarily important, that you communicate frequently with Rob and with Charlie, right? But you don't communicate frequently with me, right?
Yeah, or Buzz.
Or Buzz. So, I mean, I that's fine with me. It's just, but it's a truism. You know, it's a truism, and I know you're fine with that. You have no problem with that. But sometimes it's always a little pang.
Well,
if you
want to really take it down to this.
But I don't want
to
be connected.
This,
I do not.
Teenage,
let me just say it again, because I've been down that road
I'll
before.
I'll take it down to a teenage level.
Yes.
When you get down to just you and I.
Yeah.
Who calls each other?
Ooh.
And that would have to be like, I'd have to win that one 98% of the time.
Yep.
Who calls the other guy when it's not work-related, when it's just, hey, did you see this?
See, you go into an area like this and you get hurt.
Did you hear this? Or even, I give you the stuff when they say, hey, guess what? I heard so-and-so over at so-and-so going to be fired this week.
Yep. It's all you.
And hey, hold on a second. Hold on.
No, now he's writing something down.
Okay.
A reminder, apparently.
What?
Right there.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
that one was for your eyes only.
I appreciate that. And there's a lot that's for my eyes only, and I'm fine with that. And I was just having fun, as I am right now.
All right.
I'm sorry. And it's because maybe, you think it's because of my weekend, because I was around my family?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're an enigma. You truly are an enigma.
That's, I like it that way.
Come in, I'm not really sure.
I do truly like it that way.
Not really sure what to expect. You know, and you were fine with the fact that, and, okay, I'll give you a backhanded compliment here.
Thank you.
We were chatting up in the office, chatting about football. We were doing a men do on Monday,
mm-hmm.
talking about football, talking about why one team stinks, another team's doing well. And I looked at my watch and I said, JFC, it is five till.
Right.
I went, S, we're late. We got to go. And Mike said, what's the problem? Show's in 5 minutes.
That's right.
Well, you know, and again, not woe is me, but it's just my lot in life. I got to get over here and set all this stuff up. And as we were coming down the stairs, Mike said, say, wouldn't you want to run?
I must be in a still be in a weird little mood.
The weekend.
I think really I'm still in a weird mood from everything. I think I'm still downloading after last week. Just it's such a wonderful, crazy week last week was.
So.
Yes.
This movie with Jack Black.
Yes, I interrupted. Yes.
School of Rock.
Okay.
You ended up like, you said you didn't think you were going to like it at all.
We got a break. We do. If we hit this break, we'll do great later. If we hit this break
That's
now.
Terrific.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Mike, get over it, you big baby. You got a couple friends, don't like a TV show you recommended? You know, I've been where you've been. Get it together, my man. Mike?
Now, when you say you've been where I've been, what do you mean by that?
You want to talk about it? I've been divorced.
Not particularly. Thank you for calling, though. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Can I just ask everybody calling to take a time out?
Mm-hmm.
Take a time out.
Is there a lot of people getting ready to give it to me here now?
Yeah, just a couple.
No, you know, bring them on. I mean, I'm in the mood. I'm really in the mood for it. I'm fine. I wasn't in the mood for it at all Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hard for me to deal with.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi. I was wondering who and why probably took Mike's balls this weekend.
Now what is the problem, sir? What are you saying? What's your point?
No, you just sound overly sensitive, and you're usually not like that.
I know, and I think I am overly sensitive, and I think it's a variety of reasons. And you know what? I will snap right back out of it. I will find my balls. I'll reattach them to my little beanbag. How's that?
Stop cycling in a couple of days, and everything will be all right.
Yeah, spiraling would be the word I would use, but I think it's fine. I think it's fine. It's really, if I explain what it is, it's stupid and I'm embarrassed by it. And the fact is, it's the same thing it's the same reason I was bummed on Friday.
There's no need to be embarrassed. You just need to tell everybody your true feelings.
Don't say the Red Sox. Okay, I won't.
Wow. Oh, Rob?
Yeah?
There you go.
Don't say it's the Red Sox.
That's all I did. I went home for the weekend. I went back to New England for the weekend. So that's all talked about.
Then come on, this guy is right. Grow a set.
Yeah.
If really that's what all of this is about.
Oh, thank you.
If really that's what...
You know, now, ladies, let me explain what's happening right now. Rob and Don are working me. They're passing notes between, as Don says, grow a set.
And this is really making you feel bad.
I wrote Rob a note.
Now, I'm ready to cry right now.
I wrote Rob a note that said, Rob, I'll call you tonight, D. And then he wrote me a note that says, great, hugs, R.
They have a click.
We're like,
they do have a click. Yes, they do. I can deal with that.
Who has a click? People like you and their jaws?
No, he meant you and Rob have a click, and that's fine. That's exactly what it is.
No, we don't have a click.
It's like a click in high school.
No, we don't have a click.
What do you mean you don't have a click? Of course you have a click.
We don't. This is not a click.
Of course it's a click.
This is not a click.
What's wrong with a click?
Here's the thing with
why would a click be a bad thing?
Because
why would a click be bad?
A click is a group. As I recall back to high school, a click is a group.
Buzz Dictionary, if you will.
Okay. A click is a group that forms and does not want others. Looks down on others. Thinks, I don't want others in my group.
Two people does not a click make.
Click, 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 click.
Mike, do you know their handshake?
Click, 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 click.
Hey, this ain't no click. No. Although you might find some internet sites,
click, click,
that would indicate otherwise. But it's, what's it say, Buzz? Because really now we're late for the break.
A small, exclusive group of people.
Bingo.
Well,
click, click, click.
But does two people make a group?
Sure.
What was it again, Buzz? Give me it again, please.
A small, exclusive group of people.
More than one person is
a
group.
But I would say exclusive is the action word there. Exclusive is totally subjective.
Who's
to say what's exclusive?
I just don't consider it a negative term.
Click.
I was on a click.
Also known as a coterie.
But I'm not in a click with Rob.
You don't like click, do you? You don't like that word.
No, well, what you're implying is that it's some type of, like, secret organization, or even not secret, just like a gang, or just... No, it's not a...
No,
click.
I'm not implying it's a secret organization or a gang.
Others could say that you and I have a click.
In a way, we do.
Click.
In certain regards, we kind of do.
Wow.
Click, click, click.
Now, why are you getting upset?
I'm not upset.
You're saying, wow. What? I mean, there's nothing wrong with it.
Because I don't think that... I wouldn't describe my relationship with Rob as being in a click.
Mike, you'll never get in if you make him upset.
I don't want to get in.
This guy.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
See you.
Okay. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So, we're going to break now, okay?
Yep.
All right. So, you had a good weekend. How's your mom?
She is terrific.
How's your sister?
My sister was great. I get along well with my family like I haven't in quite some time.
Good.
It was absolutely terrific, and they were delighted to see the kids.
Did they judge you a lot this weekend?
No.
Good.
No, as a matter of fact, they didn't. And
well, see, then you have no excuse.
No, I don't.
You don't have an excuse because the Red Sox lost the baseball game last week, okay? And then your weekend, I mean...
I had a good weekend.
There you go. Then let's get right back to the very beginning of this. You said that you had some lingering stuff from last week.
Well, but I mean, it's certainly not the reason I came in and did what I did today. Today I was just having fun.
Okay.
To be honest with you, okay. I was having fun, as I am right now.
Okay. And so am I.
I, you know, that's and really, I don't want to disturb the click. There you go. He just looked away.
Click,
Rob.
Click, click, click. All right, we're going to break. Do have weekend stuff to tell you about. Lots of stuff.
Did you and Rob do anything?
Beyond talk about you on the telephone? No, that's how we spent the entire weekend.
Face it, after we had, you know, took all the hours to discuss you and all the things that you do.
Dude did wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
It's wrong. All your fault.
Right.
And then there was no time.
No time left. That's 48 hours from
stop. Click, click. Ooh. Ooh. Halloween is coming. Time to get rid of those scary phones. Switch to Singular and treat yourself to a new phone.
Woo! Very scary. Get the Sony Ericsson T226 free after a $20 mail-in rebate.
And get a free camera attachment with a $50 mail-in rebate.
The Sony Ericsson T22... Let me start again. The Sony Ericsson T226 takes pictures and emails them instantly. And it's wireless internet capable.
Jesus. You'll love the picture caller ID and the downloadable polyphonic ringtones.
Hey, Don.
I love me the polyphonic ringtones.
I hear that it operates...
Their second album was no good, but their first album kicked ass.
I hear that it operates on GSM Network.
Singular has what you want. Switch to Singular right now. Call 1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to singular.com or go to any Singular wireless store in the area and tell them that Don and Mike sent you.
Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular wireless store for details. Ooh, scary commercial.
WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And you can get news, weather, and the latest news and weather on Fox 5 News at noon. And we'll see you again tomorrow. Do drive safely.
All right, we're doing a victory temple. I can't shoot it. Here it comes.
Time to polish the peanut. Time for Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're listening to us. We are the Dean's Peanuts.
Here we are.
And we're giving away a $5,500 prize today on the show for Whitney Perot, Laser Eye Associates. It's the LASIK procedure. Get your vision perfect. Girl with the most piercings.
Amen.
Face, body, exotic, and erotic. The most total piercing wins. Just show up here. Dynamite World Broadcast Headquarters. WJFK on Toothless Fairfax. And we'll see you.
There you go.
Yeah, this should just take a minute, ma'am.
Come on down. We'll see you. See what you got.
No.
See what you've got for us.
Seriously.
Right here. Saw the movie School of Rock over the weekend. Like I say, went in thinking it was going to be like a bad Adam Sandler, shows he's, you know, cute with kids type
right.
movie, and was happily surprised by Mr. J. Black.
He's a crazy dude.
That was J. Period Black, Mr. Jack B.
The only knock I've always had on him is that I kind of think he has that one, you know, angry face that he does. Does he overdo that in this movie, or is he? Because otherwise, he's a pretty funny guy.
No, and the reason that Big John Black, the reason that Jack Black is good is that he doesn't do just that one scrunched up
good.
Mad face, but because he does more than just the scrunched up one mad face,
right.
You're afraid that if he does the other ones, that he's just going to become like a schmuck like Chevy Chase.
Exactly, with just the one act.
Well, he does not, and it was a good movie, and I enjoyed spending the time with the boy.
In French, it's Jacques Noir.
And he's still here, as evidenced by the piles of dirty laundry,
yeah.
as evidenced by the sniping that's going on. And
so he's having a nice break.
Yeah, he's having a wonderful break, and the timing, I think for everybody, for me, for Frida, and for Bart, couldn't be better that he's been with us now since, last Wednesday, mm-hmm. and he's still not gone.
Now, you just out of curiosity, you were talking about the fact that they can't, at the school, mail you his grades, right?
Right. Oh, but they let us know if he's failing, if he fails.
Right. And can you find out what his schedule is? Could you find out if he was like having a regular class schedule between last Wednesday?
Yeah,
and
I think that information is available. That's the kind of stuff my wife would look at and
right.
probably would be able to tell you that. Yes, I know he has classes. He's told me when he has classes. This is the thing about being a dad, as opposed to being a mom. If you're a mom, when you hear that stuff,
mm-hmm.
you really retain it. You remember. Okay, he's got Eco on Thursday at
3:30. Right.
He's got advanced, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I guess dads aren't supposed to pay attention to that.
When you're a dad, at least it's how it's working with me being a dad, he tells me and I go, okay. And all I really process out of all of that is just he's got classes. He's told me
right
when he's going. That's it. As long as I don't get a letter in the mail saying he's bombed out,
sure,
then I'm happy.
That's
I'm very happy. So. But having him around, well, it's a joy, and we love having him back in the house. Make no bones about this, that the empty nest thing that we had gone through, we've adjusted to, and now we've got things in the house the way that we like them.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you know, the tornado is back, and there's food everywhere, and there's pee in all the toilets, because he still doesn't flush the toilets, and it's like I walk in, and for some reason, the kid... Now, he doesn't have a problem with his shoulder. He had had some shoulder surgery.
Right.
And because of that, and because it's been flaring up a little bit recently, why take a shower when you can take a bath?
Mm-hmm.
And why take a bath in the room that used to be known as your bathroom by your bedroom? Why not take the bath in the big bathtub in mom and dad's bathroom, which in today's modern era is really just my bathroom.
Right.
Because now that he's gone, we've kind of expanded things. And we've done what a lot of couples do. Where
sure.
You know,
a little Eleanor and Franklin.
Well, yeah, you know, you do this thing when you live with somebody. First, you know, when you're first married, you're living together, you're sharing one sink. And you've got all your junk there.
Right.
And that's cute when you're first going with somebody and you go, oh, look, she's got all of her stuff. And
sure.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then after a while, and this is mainly on the guy side, you know, there's gunk that forms, you know.
Right, yeah.
Like, you know, on the base, for instance, of my toothbrush, the electric toothbrush, the base of that baby.
Right. They're nasty, aren't they?
Every once in a while.
You've got to boil it after a while.
You know, it's caked on there.
Residue,
now,
yeah.
it's not caked on when I go to brush my teeth and I'm in a rush. It's only caked on when I'm walking around and my wife is there and she goes, oh, that, look at that, so gross.
Do you have the kind that sits on the little pedestal where
yes.
you put it down and the pedestal and the bottom of the toothbrush
the whole
is
thing
totally
crappy. It's coated with this crap.
Kind of a greenish hue to
mm-hmm.
it.
So what you do is, you know, then you say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We'll get a bathtub that has, or a bathroom that has two sinks.
Right.
So this sink will be mine, and this you get a little bigger vanity, about as big as this control board, and you say, okay, we get one sink to the left, one sink to the right.
Mm-hmm.
But then the problem is that it's like that time that Felix and Oscar put the tape down the middle of their room.
Didn't work.
That her side is, of course, prim and pristine with all of her loofahs and all of the stuff. Like, you know, it's almost like a girl's spice rack over there.
Mm-hmm.
She's got all the stuff laid out. And my side is just a mess. I mean, you know, forget the times that I just walk up to the sink, up in the bathroom, go, eh.
And don't run the faucet.
No, I always run the faucet.
Right.
But occasionally the water pressure is not enough that,
right.
that it really gets all the all the stain out. But
yeah.
What the hell, it's fine.
So you guys have gotten yourselves into a rhythm with him being gone then.
So what we did, was we... She just said, I'm just going to take this other bathroom now to be my bathroom.
Right.
So we share a bedroom because we are married, but we do not share a bathroom. Well, now more than ever, that bathroom is a special place.
You enjoy it. It's your territory.
Domain.
And now I never take a bath.
Did this start when he left that you had separate bathrooms?
No, we had the separate bathrooms, but my wife still shared the bathtub in what is essentially our bathroom. Well,
so now it's all yours.
Yes, and she's got the tub, the regular tub that was in the other room. She just had to put all the junk in around it, all the racks with all the stuff and the sponge, you know, and all the... You know, really, when you're a girl, you get in the tub, and I don't... You should get off if you're in the tub. You spend so much time in there.
Well, I've seen those movies.
Yeah.
You ever see what a woman can do with a faucet?
Yeah, I know, and maybe that's why they spend so much time in the... You know, like, girls, how long do you be in there? Oh, an hour. Going to get a good soak. You know, a guy, you get into a shower, 2 seconds later, you get out, boom.
I always wanted to see a woman do that.
Yeah. But my issue is when I open the door to my bathroom, and I hear, hey, Dad... And, you know, I look over and you know, there's Cool Hand Luke, you know, he's just sprawled out. He couldn't be happier than a pig in ass. Cause,
well, he's a grown man now, too, kind of. You know, he's big and he's in your tub.
And I've got a TV on a stick in my bathroom. Greatest gift my wife
can
ever
gave
me.
Can you hang out in your tub and, like, take a good little soak and watch TV?
Yeah, no, I never do. Right. As it turns out, I watch it in the mirror while I'm taking a crap.
I can't remember the last time I actually had a bath.
Well, he's in there, I guess, maybe because, you know, he can't take one down to college. And also, oh, that's right, just because it's another way to clean up another mess. We have to clean up another mess that he's made. So I walk in and I go, hey, what's happening here? And I get, Dad, I'm taking a bath. And I say, you're taking a bath? Hello? What about the tub that's in the bathroom that's next to the room that used to be your bedroom that still is kind of your bedroom? Well, my shoulder is hurting, and I needed to stretch out. And I said, well, okay. The first time I said okay. And then he was the second time that this happened, and he I'm on the computer, and he says, I'm going to go take a bath. I said, all right, because he's going to go see his girlfriend.
Right.
So he's already laid this down. He's going to go in there and violate my bathtub again. Mm-hmm. That's fine. Go into the bathtub. Well, at one point, I hear the water running, and he says, hey, Dad, I want to ask you something. Now, I'm all the way across the house, and I say, tell me later. You're taking a bath. I'm doing something on the computer. He comes walking in, and he says, I wanted to ask you a question. And I go, excuse me. What's that you're wearing? He says,
oh, no.
It's your robe.
Oh.
I said, listen, next stop for that robe is the hamper. Do not hang that robe back up for me to put on. He said, why? I said, because you're standing there with your sweaty balls and your whole, you know, that whole just, you
right.
know, teenager man that, that I said, you do, that's like putting on my underpants. Don't do that. And he said, hey, Dad, what's the deal? It's just a rope. And as he's saying this, he's got his hand in the pockets, and it's obvious that he's just running his genitals all over the inside of his
okay.
Head.
Is he? I'm worried now.
Is
he going back? Is he gone, or is this perhaps going to be permanent, where he's just decided he's going to stay with you now forever?
No, the deal is that he has this fall break, but here's my point. It's been great having him here. We love having him around. He's learned that we're doing things a little different now than when he lived with us, but we still love him.
Right.
We have to go down there this weekend. down to Clemson this weekend because it's parents' weekend.
Okay.
So here's his logic on that. One of the things that we had a conversation about, a brief conversation over the weekend. When you guys come down to parents' weekend, there might be a party that I want to go to. And I think my wife said, well, that's okay, but...
That's normal, and we did that too.
Right. And he said, so you guys would be okay to go out to dinner by yourselves on Saturday. Now, keep in mind, Saturday will be the only night that we're there.
Right.
It's parents' weekend.
Don't you go to dinner early, and then you...
Well, that was kind of what we had to work around to, was that we said, well, what time is the party? Well, I don't know what time the party is. I said,
he's funny.
I said, okay, well, whatever time the party is, don't worry about it. We'll go to dinner first. And it was almost resigned, like, oh, okay. And I think
we have to go to dinner at 2:30.
I think he actually at one point asked how much time we would have to spend together when we were down at college for parents' weekend.
Ouch.
Now, maybe all kids are this way, and I'm only giving you some of the stuff that he said.
I think you have a very honest relationship with your son. I think he's very open with you, and so he tells you exactly. Maybe some kids wouldn't be that honest with their parents, but they'd certainly feel it.
Right.
Well, I mean, when mommy and daddy come, it's, you know, but also he's just seen you. So it's not like, you know, I remember like the first parents' weekend, I had been away at school from August, and it was in October, mm-hmm. and I was glad to see my folks, but then it was that night I was out with my pals anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that's what's going on there. Now, Friday night, I have two other events to tell you about. Friday night, we saw Buzz and Marsha.
Right.
We had some sushi together.
Delicious sushi.
And the only thing that I have to report to you about Buzz is that we are not the only people who really bust his balls about his age.
Mm-hmm.
When we walked into Buzz's house on Friday night, the first thing you see by the door is, you know that walker that Fraser Crane's dad uses?
Right.
That like three-pronged...
It's like a cane with feet, feet at the bottom.
Exactly.
So it stands up by itself.
There's one of those in Buzz's...
Self-supporting cane, yes.
There's one of those in Buzz's house.
I have one now.
Why?
His neighbor gave it to him for his birthday.
My 50th birthday.
How old is your neighbor?
Younger than I am. Early 40s, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
But it was proudly sitting out there.
There you go.
Yeah. For all the...
Well, you might as well hold on to it, then you won't have to buy one.
That's true.
It was proudly sitting. We had a wonderful night with Buzz and Marsha.
We did.
And then Saturday night, thank God I didn't draw this duty, my mother-in-law, who I mentioned, spent the weekend with us.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah! She came to town because it was her 60th high school reunion.
Wow.
Now, memory serves me. There was a 60th high school reunion that she went to last year that my wife went with her. I asked about that, and I found out that, well, I guess they're being realistic, but it's also kind of creepy. They're going to have a reunion now for this high school class every year because they're just dropping like flies.
That is creepy, and I haven't heard of that.
Because they are just, I mean, every year it's like you look around and go, wow.
How many were at their last high school reunion?
Those numbers I don't have. Let me call my wife. She could tell you very briefly.
You know what's creepy they did for my grandmother at Carteret High School is after a while they started just looping the classes together.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it's really bad.
What's the point at that stage of the game?
And my wife said there was a bunch of World War II stuff. A lot of World War II talk.
Really?
Yeah. Well, what else?
Tom or Bob. Trying to remember who won.
What else are they going to talk about?
Hello.
Baby.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, when you were at that thing with your mom,
and we didn't lose, and I'm part of the class of 42 now officially. We didn't lose any members in 2003, so that was good news.
So what was the total of the last reunion?
Well, how many people were there?
Yeah.
I don't. Let's say 70. With dates.
That's pretty damn good.
So, but, you know, you got spouses, and you have, like me, you know, the occasional young...
How many actual members of the class were there?
I would say, well, all right, I'll say this time Mom and I were estimating that 30 came. And there was at least, you know, there was two or three times that last year. But last year was the 60th, and this was the 61st.
So their goal now is just every year they're going to keep doing it until... Well, let's be honest.
No, not necessarily. There won't be dinners because some people couldn't attend because of, you know, things like night blindness. You know, I mean, so it's hard to drive in the evening.
She's not kidding about that.
I know.
Hey, honey, I didn't get a chance to ask this. How fast did the handicap spaces fill up at this place? Those must have been in premium.
I don't know. I didn't take one. I dropped my date at the door, and I parked, and then I went in, and I had a great time. I mean, we discussed a lot of WW2.
Yeah.
I mean, it was
that's
both
great that like the kids go too. I mean, that's kind of neat.
Well, they're not a whole lot. And I raised my hand to ask about carpooling next year. I was telling Mom 20 years from now I'll still be there in the class of 42, saying what happened.
I can't imagine going of that thing, and there weren't a lot of
To these folks, I'm like Britney Spears when I go there, so it's wonderful.
And there were not a lot of other kids that were there. I mean,
no.
You know,
no.
So you were pretty much it.
No, this year I was pretty much it. Last year there were others because it was a bigger to do. This year was lower key, but it was a good time.
All right, well, so says you. And
a good time was had by all.
And who am I to dispute that? And Mike, here you go. This will really add to your conspiracy theory.
Okay, very good. Lay it on me.
Hold on a second. I have to throw this one in. When
click, click, click.
When Frida called me on Saturday evening, as she was getting ready to pick up her mom from this thing, they were gone a couple of hours, she called up and she said,
click.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I got something for you to tell Rob.
Right.
And I said, what's that? And she said, what was it, honey? Some guy had
well, we were talking, you know, the war, the big one, of course. And we were talking Japanese and European theaters, of course. You know, fighting CBs on one side of me and German Nazi flag owner on the other side.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Frida called me and said, hey, you should tell Rob that he should come to the next one of these things because the guy sitting next to me had a German flag.
Oh, my God.
So I had her give him my business card. We'll talk about it.
That makes me feel better.
Yeah.
That really does. I feel strangely better right now.
It continues. All right, baby.
All right, boo-boo.
All right, love you.
I love you, too. I can't wait till it's just you and me again.
Well, you know, our doors are open, and we'll be seeing a lot of that guy. When's his scheduled ETA?
He told me, and I kept a straight face and just looked and nodded like I believe this. He says he's getting up to 6 a.m. Let me take this back. He says he's leaving at 6 a.m. Now, that's possible if he doesn't go to sleep.
And it would be ETD, estimated time of departure.
Right.
Okay. So.
All right, boo-boo.
Anyway, you know, I think you and I have done a remarkable job this weekend of keeping our sanity with him. You know, Frida and I have to have little meetings, and it's dangerous saying this. You think he's listening now?
Yeah, I don't know. He could be.
Hmm. Well, then he probably shouldn't hear about the little parents' meetings that we have.
You have to have little strategy sessions?
Yeah, well, we give each other pep talks.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
You know.
You need that.
We give each other the stay cool pep talk.
Right.
Stay cool.
Just like, you know.
And my mantra has been, cleaning lady comes on Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
That's my mantra every week.
I know.
Whether he's here or not.
I know.
All right, baby. Love you. I'll see you.
All right, bye, sweetie.
All right, goodbye. So that's it. I'm out.
So he's gone tomorrow.
Well, he doesn't have to be. Well, I don't know. He was originally going to leave today. Then he's going to leave tomorrow. And I think he has a class on Wednesday. So I would think he would have to be back by Wednesday.
And then it's Thursday, Friday. And then you're down there again.
And then we're there again. Hooray. But
it's kind of like not really empty nest syndrome, is it?
No. And
you get all ramped up for empty nest syndrome. You make the big deal about sending him down there, and then all of a sudden you realize that there's, and you know, it's going to be this way well into his 30s.
And if you will just let me indulge for 1 second with one other thing that's weird now that he's gone out to college, and I don't want to, everybody knows, we hope you know how much I love my son, and really I think we have a great relationship. I just tell you the bad stuff, the goofy stuff, so you're not bored to tears, but this is a real life mini dilemma that maybe a lot of parents go through. He's down at college. He does whatever the hell he wants. Mm-hmm. So he comes up here, and I say to him, where are you going? I'm going out. Going with my girlfriend. This is a relatively good job. I'm telling him, I'm going here, and I'm going here. What time are you going to be home? I don't know. I said, Give me a ballpark. I don't know. Now, he's not, you know, I've been sleeping when he comes.
Well, the days are over, really.
Yeah, right.
You can worry, but that's about all you can do, right?
Right, and that was going to be my point.
You're done really being able to say...
At this point, let me just say...
Of course, he's still living in your house, so you have that jurisdiction.
But it used to be a much bigger card that you could play.
Right. Yeah, because then you could take things away, privileges, license, you know, the whole nine yards.
You know, not that you couldn't now, but now, you know, hell, if you're going to send him out there, you know, every other day of the week, you know, 1,000 miles away...
Right.
What the hell? But on the other hand, I don't want to say, hey, nice seeing you. Hope I see you sometime in the next 24 hours. I mean, you know, you like
I think my freshman year when I went down to college for the first time, that first weekend, I may have stayed up for 3 days. Because it was so much fun.
Well, he may be doing something like that.
Yeah. There's nothing going on either. I don't want to make that, you know.
Right.
I don't want people to think that, you know, that it was narcotic induced. It was actually just so much fun to not have to be anywhere.
Right.
And not have to be in because your parents were waiting for you. It was amazing.
I got a call last night. I don't know, 10:15, 10:30. Hey, Dad. I go, yeah. Do you need anything at Walmart? Say, I can't think of anything. Do you need Sharpies or pens? Or anything?
Yeah, Rob said again, wasn't he at Walmart last time?
Why the late night trips to Walmart?
Well, here's... And again, this is... I hope he's not listening now. I hope he's not listening. This is one way that... This is why we don't have our meetings. That we think he's getting stuff under the radar. For instance, he has a credit card for emergencies and he has a little money of his own. But, like, if he calls us up and says, hey, I gotta get such and such at Walmart for my room or whatever... We go, okay. And then we get the credit card bill, and you look at it, it says Walmart, and you think, I guess so. You know, right. I think what we think is, the plan is just another way to get the man, and I would be the man in this.
Right.
You say, hey, Dad, do you need anything at Walmart? Mm-hmm. Then you go in there, and you buy a couple of CDs, and you buy some Doritos, and you buy whatever it is that you want.
Right.
And you put it on the charge card with the bill that comes to Mom and Dad. And then when we get it, we go, hey, what is this charge at Walmart on October 19th? I got stuff for you.
Right.
And by that time, it's so far gone.
Sure, you don't remember.
That you say, okay.
Well, that's pretty good, because then what you say now whenever he asks is, there is and will never be anything that you could ever get me at Walmart.
No, but the problem is sometimes there is.
You got to discipline yourself.
Sometimes there is.
Nothing you can get. You can get stuff yourself.
Here's another way around the man.
This is great. It's like a tutorial.
It is.
I ought to be taking notes for down the road.
Any of you young high school students who shouldn't be listening to the show because you're not 18, but listen anyway, I'm going to tell you, this is a great way to get your parents. If you have dopey parents like me, and I mean, I'm a dopey parent, my wife's a dopey parent, because we gave our kid a gasoline credit card, okay, because he's 1,000 miles away.
So you're talking, he's got two credit cards now?
Yes, he has the emergency and he's got the gas one.
Okay.
Now, we've told him, you only use it for gas.
Right.
And he can get away with a scam if he goes
$3,000 worth of gas a month.
Well, see, the thing is, he's not worked the man yet. With me being the man, I don't mean work the man. I mean he's not getting at the man because he's not figured out the way around this.
Right.
When you go in and you get Slim Jams and whatever it is, Big Gulps, whatever he gets at like the Tiger Mart, the Exxon Tiger Mart,
right,
put some freaking gas in the car so that I don't get a charge on my Exxon bill that says $3.52. That becomes rather apparent.
And there's also the worst thing you can do with the gas card that your parents have is buy gas for other people and then have them give you the cash.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey, shut up, you.
Not how my mind works.
No, not at all. You never did that, did you?
What if he's looking?
Wow.
I'm dead. So that's another thing. I had to pull him aside and say, hey, you know, dude, listen.
That's good.
I don't mind if you're going to get a little something. Just get gas when you get it.
Right. I don't even remember how I got by in college. I swear to God. I would have loved to have. I would have pulled every angle you can to get a little extra money, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and he does.
And we didn't have them. The credit cards weren't invented when I went to college.
And don't think that I don't hear it, too. Oh, Dad, all my friends have all the credit cards.
Sure.
Well, TS,
What are they saying, like MasterCard, Visa, American Express?
Yeah.
Diners Club, Discover.
Players Club.
Sears.
All we get, you know.
The Venetian.
This is the thing that I've heard since he was, you know, started going high school. But, Dad, why am I driving a pickup truck? Look at, you know, Johnny D's has a BMW.
I thought it was, he likes the pickup. Be cool to have a pickup.
No, he would, it's just when he's in the mood to bust my balls.
Right, exactly.
Just when the mood, you know, when he wants to play the card of, oh, poor underprivileged Bart, look at, oh, but Dad, you know, wow, you're killing me with this, Dad. I only have one credit card.
You know, my niece had a great line for one of her rich friends, and she's out of school now, but she's got these friends that she went to school with, college, very wealthy girls, and they'll say things like, Why don't we go over to Europe this summer? It'll be fantastic. Or there's a special, it's only $500. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that these are all kids that are working on their own. They're struggling. They're, you know, she had to move to a smaller apartment and stuff. And they can't afford to do these things.
Right.
And they call the kids that pretend that it's just going to be fun. They call them trustafarians. Like trust fundfarians, you know. They are trustafarians. That's the name for these kids. It's fantastic.
Anyway, I love having him around.
Sure.
And I'm going to try very hard not to be that big pain in the ass dad when I go down there this weekend.
Well, I bet you guys are very conscious. You've always been conscious of him. I mean, you're not going to go down there, like, with a big hat.
Well,
make a big spectacle of yourself.
I do have that orange Nike Clemson running suit.
I think you look good in that.
No, and he said,
I'd go down there and maybe wear a fedora on top of it.
He said, don't worry. Girls, listen, our doors are open right now.
Walk with a slight limp.
You know, we have not discussed this enough yet. The fact that we have a $5,500 Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates LASIK procedure. Get your eyes done.
You have bad eyes and lots of piercings.
Come on down. The gal with the most piercings.
Wear your orange jumpsuit and bring a bullhorn.
We're going to count all of them. Face.
Bart.
Body.
Bart, is this your garb?
Exotic and erotic. The most total piercings will win today's Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates LASIK procedure.
So if you got pierced ears, nose, pierced navel, nipple,
labia.
You said it first.
Labia.
It's still a great word to say on the radio.
It is. It's one of the few.
Lovely word, isn't it?
And someday, I know today is not the day.
Labia majora.
And your taint.
Oh, that would hurt.
Someday, and certainly not on this show, but in another forum, uh-huh, we're going to have to discuss, maybe when we do a broadband show, maybe when we do one of those ham radio shows,
right?
We're going to have to discuss how the FCC has decided it's okay for Bono to say the F word.
Yes. Yeah, I don't get that.
It seems to me,
it's going to give us an opportunity to go into certain areas, though.
It seems to me, and I don't want to get into this very deeply now because we're going to hit a break here, but it seems to me that if it's okay for Bono to say the F word, and this was a ruling by the FCC, that it should be okay for us to say the F word. That the way the rule was laid out, the way that I understood it, was that he wasn't saying it like he wanted to F somebody.
Right. Not in a sexual way, not as an insult, and he didn't repeat it. Those were the three criteria that the FCC cited for not punishing the...
So,
yeah,
going with those guidelines, you could say if you only said it once, I'm so effing mad.
That's how he used it, and according to them, in that situation, it was okay.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Beware.
Now, I purposely have not gone near this. This story's been out there for 2 weeks.
Right.
But I have to bring it up now.
It's almost Halloween. I am so effing happy.
What about it, FCC?
Get it? FCC.
Right, the effing CC. Yeah, that's beyond nutty and wacky. The fact that Bono can say the F word, and he did, it was on TV, right? On some award show.
Right.
Because that guy can never just get up and say thank you.
No.
But it makes it interesting.
Yeah, no, I give him credit
for
that.
I'd like to see the Smashing Pumpkins in the stadiums.
Yeah, and we got tape of him saying the F bombs some other time.
He said, I'd like you to do this and F up the mainstream, right?
Yeah. My man.
Bono.
My man. Well, I'm going to put this on my to-do list. Now, we've got a lot to do today, but we're going to call somebody at Infinity Broadcasting.
Have a discussion about profanity. The profanity bothers you.
Yeah, let me see. F word.
These are slum kids. Everybody talks that way.
I've just written... It's either a note to myself or it's definition. I just wrote F word - Allen.
Yeah, well, so how many times has that been appropriate?
God.
And say that on your bullhorn that you bring down to Clemson.
And there, Alan, and there you wouldn't be using it in the sexual connotation. Just, oh. Boy, that guy's an F.
Yeah, or you
what a
say,
worthless
that,
F that
would
guy
be,
is.
That would be an insult, however.
Yes, yeah, so you can't do it.
They don't want you to use it as an insult.
You can say, for example, you're a good F.
Or
no, that would be...
Depending on you how said, you say it.
You
can
say,
yeah.
Alan gets me so effing irritated.
Description, that under their definition would be okay if you did it once. But each company's...
What if, you said, what if you said you're a good effort?
Well, depends on the, depends on the context.
Once how yeah. often? I mean, what...
I don't... They haven't,
what if you
they
say
haven't
you're
defined
a skilled
that yet.
Effort? What a skilled, gentle effort.
And you still couldn't put mother in front of her, right?
No. I mean, under
say,
no circumstance.
You couldn't say, I am so MFing mad, so mother effing...
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Now, don't get happy. I know you're, I think your dream comes true
one step
soon.
At a time.
Right.
Yeah. Although, you know, and I'm glad that no one's ever hipped the FCC to this, but, you know, we all use the initial thing.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
And yeah. We all know what it means.
Of course.
I mean, we do, you do,
F&A.
FCC, mm-hmm. Our listeners do, we all do.
You're damn effing right.
Right, MFers.
It's fun, though, we'll use the letters, too.
It is.
Yeah, because what's the argument? The argument's going to be, what is meant by MF? And the answer would be, Your Honor, Mother, Father.
Right.
Mother,
right.
Father.
Whatever you want it to be.
Mother, Father.
Well, that F you.
Monday, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How can I ever repay you?
Well, the reward would be good. There is some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine, so I had to fill it with premium.
Take
your pants up instead.
Gee, let me think.
Sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we
have to see. It's almost worth this way, just hearing it.
Rich with the good taste of hypocrisy. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Hey, no grods. That's a combination of girls and broads. No grods down here yet.
Where are the grods? We want some grods.
Yeah. $5,500. The value of the LASIK eye procedure giving away from Whitten Perot. 800-626-LASER. That's their phone number.
Very good.
Girl with the most piercings.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully in all of the right places.
Yes, and the most piercings wins the fabulous procedure. And who doesn't want to get better vision? Of course, we're going to have to find a blind woman who's got lots of piercings.
Now, I know this is the last minute. We didn't promote it.
Mm-hmm.
It just the way it happens. Tomorrow we'll do a contest, maybe where you don't have to come down. But today you got to show up.
Yeah.
Here's the story. It's okay if Bono does it. The FCC has ruled that this year's Golden Globe Awards broadcast did not violate indecency rules, even though Bono said F you.
Right.
With an ING
mm-hmm.
at right. the end. The usual complainers reported the incident to the feds
right.
after Bono said, quote, "This is really, really effing brilliant."
See, it's positive. Now yeah. I understand.
Very positive.
The FCC rejected the complaint, saying his use of the word feeling, the use of the word was fleeting
yes.
and isolated.
Right.
Quoting the feds, the word may be crude and offensive, but in the context presented here, did not describe sexual or excretory organs or activities.
Right.
And it wasn't used as an insult. So let's go back and review.
And I have something to tell you that I just did. I did it again. I
what?
Can't believe it.
What?
Just finish your thought, because I mean, I want to tell you what I did over the weekend, speaking of that word. It ties in very nicely to that word.
Let's just make sure. The FCC says you can't use it as an insult.
Right.
The word is crude and offensive, but in the context presented here, uh-huh. you can't describe sexual or excretory organs or activities.
Right.
It can be fleeting and isolated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what we should do is just use the exact same quote at some point during the show. Say, this is really, really effing brilliant. Maybe at the end of the segment as a way of describing...
Well, now you've set it up, though. you've gone against the rule.
You've showcased.
You've showcased it.
Or,
have I?
Exactly.
Or have I? So it has to be used, I guess, as the gerund form and not the verb form.
Yes.
So can't be used as the act.
No, it can't be used as the act, and it can't be used as an insult. Buzz explained it perfectly.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, no, but now I have the story in front of me.
In fact, if you think about it in terms of the way he used it, this is really effing fabulous. Yeah, it was in a positive context.
It's a great effing description.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Of how out effing standing.
Of how the F word can be used.
Right. What I was going to mention is anybody that's a fan of Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn in those movies they made. There was Swingers, and then there was another little movie called Maid.
I think we all are.
I actually like them both almost equally, and I liked it so much that I told my family this would be a fantastic movie for all of us to sit down and watch.
Which
and
one, Swingers or Maid?
Oh,
Maid.
I've done that.
And when I sat down with Maid, maybe it's because I'm desensitized to it, but I don't even hear the language in the movie unless my 83-year-old mom is sitting 3 feet across from me. The first move she makes is she said, "Dear, could you hand me my book?" This is like late at night. We'd gotten back from dinner.
Ouch.
And that movie, I really realize now, the movie made with Jon Favreau may have the world record for the F word. I mean,
just make it a better movie.
But I don't hear it. It's such a good movie. You know, it's not spotlighted you're going. Because he's like, "Oh, effing you. F you." Well, I didn't know the effing thing was going to be that effing. Well, if you don't want the effing.
We've had this discussion. That's how real people talk. That's how
how some real people talk.
No, I think.
I don't think that when I go away that my 83-year-old mother is calling her best friend Jackie and saying, "Let's go out to effing dinner."
Then we're back to the male-female thing. And even some older guys don't do it.
Right.
But I think that most men our age.
You and I, when I get together with my friends, usually there is a liberal, you know, if you're out in public, you can't say it loudly and stuff like that. But I mean, I think really, I use that word probably to a fault. I think you and I probably use it more than normal people.
I use it.
You and I definitely use it more than normal people.
I use it as an icebreaker. To be honest, if I'm in a room, and I'm not kidding, if I'm in a room with a bunch of guys like that I don't know at some neighborhood get together
you do it to lighten the mood
and also to gauge the room.
Yes.
It's an icebreaker. You go, "Hey, did you see that effing game yesterday?" Well, right away.
I've been with you in business meetings where you dropped it years ago when you first couple of times you did, and sometimes it goes over and
sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
But you're gauging the room right away. You drop the F bomb right away. Because, and also...
Well, I ended up losing everybody in my family. Everybody dropped out, and there I was, sitting in the chair at like 10 o'clock at night with Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn going, "Effing this, effing this, effing this," and they all just kind of wilted away.
Yeah.
Well, your mommy knows you use the F word a lot, right?
No. Not really. I mean she's heard me slip, which would probably indicate that I use the word. I rarely do, though, when I'm talking to her. But I mean,
of course, I think
she would know based on the kind of business that I'm in. You know, that we're like, somebody said to me one time, the disc jockeys are very similar to the military, in you're in such a tightly controlled element when you're doing your job, whether you're being, you know, you're being a soldier and you're working with a, you know, in with superior officers, or whether you're on the air and you can't use certain words.
I think all guys do. I think no matter what job...
I was told that this business is notorious for it because we have to speak a certain way all the time.
Yeah. But I think, yeah, you're right, because we can't do it.
Yeah, because we can't do it for our jobs.
Yeah, but let's say you're working at Walmart. You can't say it at work at Walmart
either.
Probably
be the same type of thing. When you're dealing with the people, it would probably be a similar type of thing.
You can't, you know... And I'm sure when you work at Walmart.
Well, I think anywhere you work, you probably can't use it.
It almost.
Yeah.
I just said
that would be
F you. Yeah. Literally, I said fa.
Uh-huh.
And didn't put the end on it. But you would say, "Look at those effing moves."
Well, I mean, that's up for. I don't know if it's normal and if everybody talks. That's funny. That does sound like Annie Wilkes, you know? Does everybody talk like that, you know?
Yes.
I don't.
Yes. I think normal. I'm not talking about women. Guys, yes, guys drop the F-bomb sometimes, and I'll use Buzz as an example.
No, the vast majority, or a certain segment, or what?
I think the vast majority. It's in their go-to.
Street punks like you and me do.
No. I think
a majority of men. I don't know if it's a vast majority, but
right
I think
there.
Most men do it.
Look, there's a pretty boy right there.
Hi.
Right there. Buzz is a pretty boy. Buzz.
A good boy.
Drops the F-bomb.
A nice boy.
Not like you and me.
He does, but he does it in his own style.
Very controlled. I've never slipped in front of a parent, but, you know, around you guys when we're off the air, no problem.
And I've heard him in other situations with other people where it'll come out.
I think you're right. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking about, like, brothers-in-law, and I'm thinking about, you know, people, friends that I have. When you're in a certain environment, but guys, you know, it's the whole locker room
thing. You know, here's the thing. How about this? I'm sure this has happened to you.
Same thing with jokes and everything else.
Right. I know it's happened to me. You're walking down the street. You see a guy. You're passing a guy. You don't know him. You give him that, how you doing? And he says, how you doing? And if it's raining or something like that, and you have a brief moment where you have to be under an awning together, what you would say is, look at this effing rain.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to say it because either the guy's going to go, yeah.
Yeah, and you're unfazed by it.
It's effing coming down, or the guy, you know, what? I've never had a guy say to me, I'm offended that you use that word.
Right.
How dare you, you know, now, right. You wouldn't do that with your wife?
Yeah, I've said it to other guys. I've definitely said it to other guys, but only in one circumstance. Only if I'm in a public place.
Right.
And there's a table of kids in back of me.
Right.
That's when I will say it to, that, and I'm big time about that.
But that goes, let's just say.
It pisses me off.
Let's say that's the norm.
I caught that.
That was funny. And I really did that. Yeah. That's why you laughed.
I know.
Yeah. But I mean, and to me, it's the worst thing I do. And it happens. And when it happens to me, I'm so embarrassed. Like if I'll sit there and I'll go,
I embrace
hey, that is effing fabulous. And I'll look over and I'll go, oh, God, shut up.
See, here's the thing. Don't be embarrassed by that because that's a word. I mean, this FCC thing, notwithstanding, that's a word that's beloved by people in this country. Yeah, I don't know if it translates as
by guys
into other languages, but it's a word that's loved by guys. It's a word
loved by guys, right?
Loved by guys and used by guys. And I don't think we should be ashamed. Well, you know, there's
no
decorum.
But you're
right with kids.
Yeah, with kids. Right.
I can't argue that. But I've got to be honest. I've slipped in front of my mother-in-law, and I know I used to do it with my father-in-law. All the time.
I've slipped in front of my mother.
Or I'd
probably slipped in front of my ex-mother-in-law and father-in-law.
You know, I know that I've been talking.
In fact, that's probably why they are my ex-mother-in-law. But no, I'm kidding.
No, I know.
I'm kidding. I'm effing kidding.
I know. I know that. I may have said it to my mother-in-law this weekend, and she's so used to it.
Right.
I mean, not that it happens all the time, but
right.
I think I apologize. But I just we were talking about something, and I said,
"Well, I think I said
I know what I said." Oh. That's an easy effing decision.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, oh, excuse me.
Right.
And she had no problem. Because I didn't mean it, you know, in the real F.
But women, as I would say also the vast majority of women, are not enthralled with the word either. They're not necessarily totally offended by it, but I don't think women dig it.
Hold on. It's nowhere near C word.
Of course it's not near.
Right.
Nothing is near C word. C word is at the top of the mountaintop.
No. FCC.
But if you are going to approach, say, your wife, unless it's a particularly heated, passionate moment, saying, hey, let's, you know, and using the F word, would probably not be the best way of approaching it. It would probably, in fact,
You could get away with it if you did it playfully to him, hey, who wants to F?
Right, yeah, exactly, right? But it has to, don't you agree, it has to be positioned in a certain way. If you were very serious and say, would you like to F?
You know,
it ain't going to go over that well.
For me, though, that's when we have a more evolved society.
I agree.
When you can just sit down, man, woman, look at your watch and go, it's 20 till.
It's effing time.
How about some F?
Right.
How about it? Would you like to F?
Mm-hmm.
You got 10 minutes to F? And then you go upstairs and you F.
Right.
And you say, that was a great F.
So you would think society would be more evolved.
You would think, or at least behind closed doors we would be.
Maybe society would be more devolved, though.
Oh, no, because it's already there, Mike. It's already there. We use it all the time. That's the whole thing.
Don't you think
the word...
Yes, but don't you think if we... What makes the word wonderful is because we can't use it everywhere.
But see, here's the thing.
That's why we love it. If you get to use it everywhere, that word's gone. You don't have it anymore.
And hold on a second. Let me just say...
You'd hate it.
No, you're talking... Now, this is just like the shake and bake discussion. I'm going to go back to... This was 12 years ago on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I said I could eat shake and bake chicken every night for dinner and be happy.
And you were right.
And it was kind of like the same argument. Well, if you get it all the time, if you know it's coming out, you're gonna get tired of it. Well, I beat my wife down on that one. I mean, not literally, but I mean I won that.
Right.
She made it 30 nights in a row, and then she got tired of doing it. I guarantee if we could drop the F-bomb, I would do it as much on the radio as off the radio, and it wouldn't change the fact that you couldn't say it on the radio.
But don't you think that part of the attraction of the word is the taboo?
No. No. No, I mean... Yes.
That's thank
tough.
You.
That's tough. I don't know.
Of course it is. That's why we like. You know why we like it? Why do guys like it more than women?
Because it's not.
Because guys like to use that bad word.
And no, it's also a great descriptive word.
Well, it's a phenomenal word.
See that effing car? Help me.
Look at that effing woman.
Yeah. Or, wow, great effing sandwich. I mean, you could do that.
Right, yeah, people do.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is re-effing-diculous.
Right, that's one that's seriously...
I'm a big fan, and as you know from speaking to me, of putting the F-word in the middle of words.
Yes, I love that.
I enjoy that. Great. That gives me a great deal of pleasure.
Here you go.
I like words like that, words that give me pleasure. It gives me a lot of pleasure.
I think we're going to have a chance to use the word here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. I don't know how much of that got on the air, but that was that was sweet.
Is your lack of vocabulary and your and why don't you just?
Oh man!
I wouldn't do that again
either. No,
the light's still on.
Yeah, I think there's.
Yeah, but still.
The delay light is still on.
No.
All right.
Yeah, and remember, it's an insult.
There's a delay because you can't say that because it's folk class. Because it has no place.
Hey, it's just funny.
This is a guy.
It's funny.
Yeah.
No, they're not. I wish you could have heard it.
Yeah.
That it was the perfect time to take the call from this idiot.
What's wrong with construction workers, pal?
Low class.
So construction workers are low class. What are you, the Queen of England?
This guy called in to say that this topic isn't worthy. Please move on. And then I promptly said to him, F you.
Radio, especially since keep it in the locker room and just move on.
Keep it in the locker room? Hey, change the channel, you douche.
Are you really a guy?
Just move on and maybe...
Why do you get so upset? Why do you get so upset?
Hey, why don't you just move on?
Incidentally, before we go on with this guy...
It's not radio one.
Before we go on with this guy, because he's interrupting this much, we have a professional arguer here. This guy is not about this at all. That's just my theory.
Mike, I've heard you say that so many times.
Yeah, exactly, because I've said it to you.
It's agonizing.
I've said it to you.
Then why don't you move on if you've called before?
No, I swear to God, gentlemen, I remember the voice. Let us not give it. Don't give him a nickel of airtime.
Okay.
He loves it. He gets off on it.
Right.
He gets off on it. Yes, thank you. Pretend you don't care.
Bye-bye.
I'm taking away what you really want, pal.
Thank you.
Airtime. Bye-bye.
Okay, he's gone.
Good.
He's gone.
I swear to God, he was he no more felt strongly about that than
I. Imagine how funny that could be someday if we lived in the world where you could have heard that.
Mm-hmm.
We're having the argument. Even if he's a professional caller guy, he calls up and says, hey, let's move on. This topic is boring. Right.
Inappropriate.
I gave him the F word.
Right.
I mean...
Be like watching HBO.
Full blown. I gave him three times. Full boom, boom, F, F, F.
Mm-hmm.
They all get picked up?
Apparently so,
yes.
We've not heard anything.
Yes, everything's fine.
Okay.
They'll come in with the jackets. The guys with the jackets will come in. Take us out in our seats.
That was a real test of our delay system, because I did drop the real F-bomb.
They're all on their toes today.
Mm-hmm. Three times in, Jesus, I don't know, 10 seconds, something like that. We're effing late. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Cousin! What do you think of my spread, huh? Can you believe it? They used to test H-bombs on this beautiful piece of property.
Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
The Don and Mike Show. No stinky poo. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now listen. Speaking of stinky poo, girl with the most piercings. This has been embarrassing today. I know that we're doing a show. It's not the most listened to show in the world. We have good numbers.
Yeah, we do, and we really would think that we've got a significant amount of listeners in the Pierce category.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you go through every excuse in the book. Oh, well, we didn't announce it before the show. I don't care. This,
well, there's not the traffic, man.
This is embarrassing, man. Now. We have a $5,000 LASIK eye procedure from Wooten Perot Laser Eye Associates. We're giving away the operation for good eyesight.
I have a question about that.
For the girl with the most piercings.
Is it transferable? So,
yes.
For example, if a girl came down here and wanted to win it for her mom or dad or her brother or her boyfriend or her fiance or her husband.
Of course, and there's always the chance that if you win this, you go down, they tell you your eyes aren't compatible.
Right. Right?
Have the surgery.
Right.
So, yes.
You have one blue one and one brown one.
So come on down. A girl with the most piercings.
Come on down, David Bowie.
We'll win this thing today. Okay, so that's embarrassing because no girls are here yet, but we'll let you know what happens.
Very good.
Boy, you got so many things that I want to get. I keep discussing the F word. We've not talked about football this weekend.
Congratulations, Buzz.
Thank you.
We've not. I meant real football, not only.
Yeah, I know. We talk about that on Tuesday, but I want to congratulate Buzz on beating me.
Robbie.
Yeah, and best wishes, of course, to Donovan McNabb and the entire fantasy staff that I've put together.
Harry Collins bringing up his rear.
Let me see. I found out the Pope's real name. And it's funny to think that he's just a regular guy, but
right?
Of course, like his social security,
like Waluska or something, isn't it?
It's Watilda. His first name is Carol.
Huh?
Like Archie Bunker, like
Carol O'Connor.
Right. Carol.
So Carol
anyway,
Shelby.
I just thought we could, Mike. I don't have time for this. Please,
sorry.
Another day, I'd be glad to play the Carol game.
All right, Herbie.
Also,
King of the Carols.
Joe Millionaire tonight. This one that they're running with the European girls. Yeah. Will anybody watch it?
I will,
because they've not.
It's one of the shows that I'm at. I have to be honest with you. I don't watch a lot of the stuff anymore because there's such garbage out there. I watch CSI, and really, this is going to be the first show that I forgot to set my TiVo for because I want to watch this one.
I will watch that, and will you also watch Skin?
Skin I will watch also,
yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be a good 2 hours.
Yeah, I mean, really, Skin looks like, and, you know, it's going to be...
See, the problem is you don't put Skin on against football. And there's a good game on tonight, Kansas City and Oakland.
That is a good game.
That's a real good game. I mean,
but Skin is, you know, Skin is what it is. When I read that big article about the, you know, porno goes mainstream, kind of got me excited.
Sure.
So anyway, Joe Millionaire, I just want to throw that out. Will anybody watch it? Because I watched the first one, the whole thing. And if it's the exact same deal...
But it's not going to be. It's dumb European women.
Okay, but...
I mean, I'm watching.
I don't know if that's going to last. Also, wanted to bring up today, as a topic on the show, this dumb F, David Blaine.
Yeah.
What kind of a trick is it? Not to eat for 40 days.
Supposedly.
That's called a diet.
Uh-huh.
That's called...
Well, you know what it does to me, and I don't want to let my politics get into stuff. You know what?
Why? They always do, though.
Well, to me, this is a goddamn insult to every great human being that has used that strategy for peaceful protest. And I really mean that. I think he's doing this for his own
BS. I've always thought it sucks.
I don't like it.
Sucks as a protest.
Well, you know what?
You want to stop eating because you're mad that we're in Iraq, for instance, or whatever? Go ahead.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, just the fact that this guy is doing this for nothing except his own self-promotion.
That was kind of my point. What's the trick?
He's doing it for his own self-promotion. If you're imprisoned and you go on a hunger strike just to make a statement, that's a different story.
But he's a magician. What's the trick?
Supposedly to survive for 44 days without food.
And also the fact that he...
Great. Now, listen, you put Star Jones up there. That I'm watching.
Hey, now wait a minute. Now you got something.
That's a trick.
Seriously, now you have something.
Yeah. Now I'm watching.
Good luck finding a box that'll fit.
The plexiglass is giving way. The crane is falling. No, but the thing is... He's scamming us, too.
Yeah, always.
He was they're feeding the water they're feeding him is just loaded with vitamins and minerals.
Right. I did some research on this, and you realize, and I got to figure out how this happens.
He's a dick.
He stands to make $5 million from this.
That I didn't understand.
That's
I read
the trick.
I read that, too, and it's, how is he? But apparently he is charging people for the rights to interview him? Is that what this is all about?
Yes, and for the broadcast rights, yeah.
the broadcast, right? So what?
Like it's going to be a TV special.
They've edited into a TV special. It'll be on tonight on the BBC and on tomorrow night on England's Channel 4. And then I suppose we're going to end up with
anyway, that was just on my list of ghosts.
He's a hump.
Today. Yeah. Just that, yeah, well, what a dick.
Well, you know, the British originally.
Not really a trick. And the part I did like, you mentioned the British. I did like them throwing eggs and stuff.
They weren't having any. And in fact, most of them still don't like it. Right, I mean, they don't. Right. The whole. You know, he's over there representing the United States.
No, he's not representing the United States. He's just that he's an idiot. I mean, he's not over there wearing red, white, and blue. I mean, it's
right.
It's too bad.
Well, you know what he is?
He's from America.
He's a carny, is what he is.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay, but here's the thing.
Show me the water. You know, it's probably Slim Fast.
What?
It's probably shake, chocolate shake.
Probably.
Even if it is, what's the trick? Even if you're in a box and you have some type of nutritional protein shake that you can drink.
Right.
What's the
trick? Well, there is none.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, yeah. I heard that comment about David Blaine about how he was an insult to all the great people in the world, such as the Gandhis or whoever
fasted for.
Right.
I said that. Yeah,
I want to go on record as saying I think that's, even for Gandhi or whoever else did it, that's a sucky protest. That's a protest to get you nowhere.
Well, it didn't get Gandhi nowhere.
Well, now, we're talking about David Blaine. I want to make the comment that I think he did was an absolute insult to anybody who was ever forced to star.
I know what you mean. The British, I mean, we're saying that.
I'll tell you this.
With all the hunger in the world, that this was kind of a.
This did not get a lot of coverage in Ethiopia.
Hey, Don.
This event did not get a lot of coverage over there. Yeah.
What? The colonels suck, you know?
The what?
The colonels.
The colonels? You're either talking about popcorn or you're talking about my high school.
Your high school.
The Colonels, that was the name.
Yeah.
Was that the name of your high school? Yeah.
Zadok Magruder.
You've heard him now, sir.
The Colonels.
Zadok Magruder was the...
Colonels were stuck in a cornfield. Oh, thanks, Rob.
See, now, who wouldn't want us to drop the F-bomb on this guy? And
no one.
Wouldn't it be great to hear it? It would be the perfect... You just go, you dumb F.
Have we ever compared notes on who had the gayest high school mascot? As far as name, not you. I don't like you in this discussion.
Oh, you're out of here.
So, because the Colonels almost is right up there with Cavaliers for some reason. Even though Colonel is, there's nothing really, you know, feminine about Colonels. But
and all I know about the guy is that he came to some prominence. The name came to some prominence during the Watergate whole thing. That there was a guy named Magruder,
Jeb Magruder,
and he was related to the Magruder.
Oh, he was.
That my high school was.
So you've got the Colonels. What are you?
I was the Warhawks, but I'd like to nominate McLean High School, the Highlanders.
That's kind of Scottish.
My school was the Colonels. Also,
you were the Colonels.
Yeah,
mine was the Tomahawks.
The Tomahawks.
I'd love to know. Can I just find out what Joe's school was?
Oh, sure.
The Doobies. The
Longheads.
The Stinky Poods.
Stinky Poods.
What was the nickname of your high school football team or basketball team? Your school's nickname?
The Fairfax High School Rebels.
The Rebels.
The Rebels. Mm-hmm.
You know what else is a bad one? Is Annandale Adams.
Something wrong with
my ex-wife.
Go Rebels, go Rebels, go.
My ex-wife was an Annandale.
The Adams.
Nothing wrong with Rebels. Thank you. Oh,
I think Colonels might win. You guys might win.
Did someone just mention Adams?
Yes.
Did you? Did you?
Did you?
Ellen Kay?
Will Robert Millman be anchoring if I take his call now?
Ooh.
Is he on the line?
Will anyone make the connection, Don?
He's on the line. I don't know.
Will he be mad because you mentioned the name?
But it's ATOMS.
Right. We weren't talking about... Right. Yeah.
Right.
I'm afraid of Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Sure wish you wouldn't do that, pal.
Robert, I'll put you on hold. See, nobody... I've not even highlighted it.
How you doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
Back surgery last Friday. Went under the knife.
Back surgery.
Ooh, ow. Wow.
I got the...
You got Oxycontin?
I got it.
Yeah. Oh, so you have the kind where they do like the laparoscopy, or do they really cut you open?
Oh, they cut me open.
Ow.
Mm-hmm. So now, listen, here you go. This will be great for the show. Robert Mailman, our very good friend, can tell us what Rush Limbaugh is experiencing
right
when he's on Oxycontin. How many thousands of pills have you ingested over the weekend?
I'm only doing like 4 a day, but they really don't help. I can understand what the brother's going through.
Are you mean you're still in pain, Robert?
Yeah.
Oh, man. And
I got both. I have Oxycontin and the other one.
And did they say this is to be expected, that you're going to be in pain for a while before it heals?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got the
hydrocodone?
I got, what the hell is this one? Vicodin?
Right. Yeah,
I got another one. Can't even pronounce it. But it doesn't do any good. The back still hurts.
Mm. Are you laid up?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
I've been up for a while. I got a lot to tell you guys. I was wondering if I'd come in. I'll bring the drugs with me. Yeah. As long as you protect me from Rob and Charlie in the back.
Are you going to be mobile? Will you be able to get around?
Yeah, I got a cane.
You know what? Come on down. Come on down. And I'd like to interview you while you're high on the same prescription drug that Rush Limbaugh was on.
Like a true serum. I'll tell you everything.
There you go. I like that.
And I
was like, I got something that Donna, like, I'm...
What's that?
I got something special. I'm in a monogamous relationship now.
Wow.
Oh, well, definitely come down high and tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. You
and,
love
and what is this? I read that, because, you know, it's all over the newspapers now, this thing with this Oxycontin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That I was reading Jack Osborne.
Mm-hmm.
Oxycontin expert Jack Osborne.
You mean Jack Osborne, like from the Osbournes?
Right. That he used to chew them up. He said that was the best way you'd
kick in faster.
Chew them up and either eat them right away or chew them up.
So he had a prescription drug habit.
Oh, yeah, he had everything happen.
Wow.
Jack Osborne did.
So they really don't do nothing for you, though, Don.
Well, Robert, that's what I'm saying. Maybe what you need
Robert,
to do
they
is...
probably don't do anything for you because you really are in pain. The whole idea is... These people don't use them for necessarily pain. They use them just for a high.
But I've been taking them for 2 months. I fell out on one of the routes I was carrying 2 days after my two-girl show.
Maybe you need to do an Osborne. Maybe you need to chew them up. You know, it's too bad Rush Limbaugh's in rehab because we could get some tips how Robert could best maximize his oxy...
It's disturbing if he's still in pain, but do you feel high at all when you take them?
No. I mean, it doesn't do Jack for the pain either, man. The only thing I can do is just lay down.
That's probably why he's not getting high, right, Buzz? Because he's in pain?
Yeah, it's being absorbed by the pain, and he may not be taking enough, honestly.
Yeah, I got,
here we go
I got 40 today.
That's right.
There's Mr. Burbank's solution.
Can you imagine if Rush Limbaugh's somewhere by our radio right now, and he's just sitting, he's just...
I need blues and cabbage. Cabbage, please, cabbage.
Somebody happens to turn a radio on, and it's us with Robert. How many did you get today, Robert?
I got 40 today.
How many did you take the last time you took them?
I took one of the Percocet, and you're not supposed to take them with Vicodin. So I got these other, Robexanol or Robexanol.
You know what that is, Buzz?
No, that one I don't recognize.
Roxin. Those are the big ones. You're supposed to take those for pain, too.
Cabbage.
You're not supposed to take Vicodin and Percocet together.
Right. Cabbage, right. Baby blues.
Dangerous stuff you're playing with, Robert.
Wilma, we'll see you at Denny's.
Please bring cigar box with cabbage. Cabbage.
All right. Funny, fellas.
Robert, hope you're feeling better. We got to go to a break.
All right, I'll come in.
All right, we'll see you.
Later.
Bye-bye.
There he is, Robert Sapp. I still maintain looks like Warren Sapp.
He does a little bit.
Girl with the most piercings, come down. Face, body, exotic, and erotic.
Win the 5,000 plus laser eye surgery for you or someone you love.
Now, you know, I'm frankly embarrassed that no girls have shown up yet.
Yes, for a piercing.
Yeah, we'll...
It's not nude, unless, of course, you have one where we have to inspect it.
Right.
That was kind of the thought. We'll roll this over to tomorrow if we have to.
Yeah.
Because I got a new one we're going to lay on you right now. We're going to try something brand new. You're on the telephone out there listening to us, to win cash and prizes. It's called... Well, hello to you, baby. That's not what the game is called. That was just a personal greeting from me.
Yes, sir.
Ms. Robbie Gomez. One of the beautiful women of Infinity Broadcasting that just walked by and gave
Bingo,
us,
baby.
She gave us both a look that indicated, hey, hey.
That's right.
Watch out.
Hey, hey, ho, ho.
Go, go, Gomez. here's what the game is called. Guess what's in my dryer.
Right.
Now, we've done variations on this before, but here's the rub. You get something, and you got to be honest with us about this.
Yes, we require the honor system.
You get something unusual, something offbeat, something that will make some noise. And you get a phone by your dryer, your handheld, your cordless, your wireless, and you put the said item in dryer and then turn it on. And you're standing there holding the phone by the dryer, and Mike and I have, let's say, 10 yes or no questions to guess what's in your dryer. And you have to give us a hint first, saying, like, it's something from the kitchen.
That's fair.
It's something from the bedroom.
I wonder what's in Robbie Gomez's dryer.
I know that answer, Mike.
There you go.
Crotchless.
Hey.
Edible.
Wow. Exciting.
Exotic and erotic.
Very exciting.
Go Gomez. You know, we're lucky that there were so many. We're surrounded by beauty here.
Surrounded by beauty. Hey, you know what a good cheer is for a smart school playing a dumb school?
What?
Ho, ho, hey, hey, you'll be serving our food someday.
So if you want to do this, call us. Call us now and put something in your dryer.
Uh-huh.
Then we'll listen to it. Mike and I will have 10 questions. And if we cannot guess what's in your dryer, you'll win $100.
Very cool.
Okay, so that's a pretty simple premise. You call us up at 877-365-3636. You say, Don, I'm like, I have something. I'm going to put it in my dryer now. We're able to ask you what arena does it come from.
Right.
Right.
Now, see, Rob, I wouldn't read that. Would you read that?
No.
I wouldn't read that.
No, absolutely not. That's, he took it too far. That's why we're the last line of defense.
That's funny, though, Rob.
That is funny. We both enjoyed it.
You're getting laughs in here with that joke.
Absolutely.
You know, someday,
absolutely.
And incidentally, someday it is our goal on this show. Yeah. We'll be successful if we can get as many laughs on the air as we get off the air.
Yeah, we laugh at each other off the air.
Right now, it's still a losing battle. It's still a better show when we go to commercial.
Much better.
Than when we're on the radio.
That'll be the HBO late night show.
We got to figure out a way to turn that baby around.
Yeah, right.
So, the setup is this. You put something in your dryer, and you tell us it's from the bedroom, it's from the kitchen, it's from my car, it's from my garage, whatever.
Do we get one guess each?
We get 10 guesses. Five for me and five for you, yes and no. And you guys on the phone have to be honest with us about what the item is.
The honor system is in play.
So it's, you know, can you guess what's in my
dryer? Slow down, Sacramento.
And don't forget that we're also looking for the girl with the piercing.
The piercings.
Boy, that music is just as dead as Buddy Ebsen.
Oh, it takes a long time to cue.
Oh,
this is an old cart. This predates me.
I see that. That Bill Gates you?
Yes, it does.
Ho, ho. Hey, hey. We think your quarterback's gay.
Now, did you say that, too?
I just made that one up. The other one came from my ex-wife and one of her players on the team. They made that up on the spot playing another team that was, you know, beating up on them and stuff like that. It was like, ho, ho. Hey, hey. You'll be serving our food someday. I loved it. I really enjoyed it. I thought that was wonderful.
Don't be real. Don't be phony. Someday you'll be paying the alimony.
That's the one she gives me, as a matter of fact.
And we're still looking for the girl with the piercings.
We need a girl with a piercing. And this is, as I said, the big thing about this, transferable. Because really, statistics show people with piercings have 20/20 vision.
Come on down. We got to go to a break. Call now for... Where's the music for that? You put that music away already?
I did. That is unless, of course, you have your eye pierced.
that's painful.
So this is the music for the piercings. This is the music for guess what's in my dryer.
That's right. We got two plates spinning simultaneously.
We're doing one effing show today.
Uh-huh.
And we've still not gotten into that matter either. what we can say and can't say.
I know there's a suit that's looking forward to that phone call.
Got a break? Be right effing back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't understand you, sir.
Don and Mike, Jerry!
No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was.
Jerry!
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
The Don and Mike Show.
So totally refreshing.
You can call Don.
Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Home of the world's dumbest millionaire. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi there. This, I think, has to be given away today.
Yeah.
So really, we're going to let schmucks if some girl doesn't show up.
I'm astonished.
It's amazing.
Well, they give it away.
What the hell is going on?
At some point, here is Charles Braille, super producer.
Three women have called in there on their way.
Oh, on their way. That. Ain't that always the way? Well, before we get to the calls can we guess what's in your dryer? We brought these guys back for another great season.
Yes.
As we had into the Halloween time of year.
Yeah, I'm getting sentimental. That's Bob Hope leading the way right there.
There you go, man.
What is it?
There they go.
That's the Halloween spooks.
Aren't they wonderful?
Come in, they come out. They come in, they come out. They're in, they're out, they're right up, they're down. And anyway, bring them back. Oh, look at those kids.
That's Johnny Cash.
Don, you are on the air, sir.
Oh, it's him.
What's he doing there?
I guess he's joined them. Not sure, though. I didn't think he joined them.
I thought he did a while ago.
Bye, kids. Thank you.
No, he didn't join them a while ago. G. Gordon Liddy is still alive. This bulletin just in. Yeah.
So you say.
It's his radio show that's dead.
All right, very good. Yes, it's been dead for quite some time.
That's it. Here we go. Can we guess what's in your dryer? Let's start with Dave.
Hello.
Vegas, right? Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
Dave, hi there. Now, are you standing by your dryer?
I'm right here.
All right, now we're allowed a guess. Rather,
questions or 10 guesses?
Ten questions, and he has to answer yes or no.
And we can guess at any time?
No, after we hear it.
All right.
The first question I would ask is, are you gay?
No.
Okay. You're not, all right?
Okay. No. Can you tell us what genre the item that you're going to put in your dryer falls into?
Genre.
Without being specific, like if it was, let's say you're going to put a fork in there. You'd say, oh, it's from the kitchen.
Okay, I got this out of my bedroom.
Ooh.
Is it my turn for a question?
I don't know. Now, first, Mike, we have to hear the sound of the item.
All right, gotcha.
Okay.
Go
ahead, roll it. Closing my dryer, starting it up.
Here we go.
All right, heard enough.
Okay. You want me to stop it?
It's music to my ears.
I think I know what it is.
It sounds like gay porn. All right, that's it. That's it. Stop it. Stop it.
Huh.
Okay, stop it.
All right.
We have 10 questions. Why don't you ask a question, then you can ask. Or you can just ask if you think you know what it is.
Is it a sneaker?
No.
Oh. I'm out.
Well, no, we got 9 more questions now.
Well, how are we doing this? Are we just sort of making it up as we go along? Or is it like a round table where we each get a question?
It's me and you.
All right.
It's me and you.
Going back and forth with our questions.
With our questions. Now that we've heard it's from the bedroom, I'll ask, can it be used in a sexual nature?
No, I wouldn't want to.
So, Mike.
Is it apparel of any kind?
Nope.
Is it made of wood?
Nope.
That's how many, Buzz? Four?
That's four.
Four. Five to Mike. See, now you get the
hint. Is it bigger than a bread box?
No.
A bread box is kind of an antiquated concept, isn't it?
Does it have any metal on it?
Yes, it has metal in it.
Metal in it, that's six. That's seven to Mike. And it came from his bedroom.
Does the fact that it came from your bedroom, is that significant to the item? Is it an item that would only be found in your bedroom?
No.
That's tough right there.
Does the item have anything to do with hygiene?
Nope.
How many more we got?
You have two more.
Two more. Mike?
Oh, boy, this is tough even to formulate a question here. So it's not apparel, so it's not something you wear. It's not something that's for hygiene. It's not made out of metal. It's made out of... Is it decorative in nature?
No.
One left.
Is it a woman's item?
Nope.
That's it. We're out of questions. You ready to guess, Don?
Turn all the cards over.
Do we throw a guess now?
If I don't have a guess.
You want to take a wild guess?
I'm going to say... You know, I have no idea.
I'm going to say, is it a magic eight ball?
No.
What is it?
It is actually a magazine out of my gun.
Oh, my God. Wow. Empty, I take it.
Yes, yes, very empty.
An empty magazine out of your gun. That rocks.
There's somebody who's playing the game.
That's right.
That is perfect. How the F are we supposed to know a magazine out of your gun?
Wouldn't have guessed that.
All right, Andy.
God forbid if he'd had it loaded.
And it
what type of weapon would it be, sir?
It is a Glock 21 45 caliber.
Perfect for home defense.
Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah.
And squirreled. Squirreled.
Yeah. And he has it in his bedroom. Think about the questions that we asked.
And a nosy neighbor.
Metal. What did you say? It's metal inside?
It's metal. The magazine, it's a Glock. It's composite. So right. Half of it's made out of plastic.
Because the magazine is the part that you just use into the bottom of the thing. That
for lightweight. It's a lightweight handgun.
Okay.
Yep.
Congratulations, gun owner.
Good job.
You won $100 for stumping us.
Thank you.
You got a permit for that thing?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Thank you.
Are you in a safe area right now?
I'm in my house, yes.
I mean,
I live in a safe area.
Could you go outside and shoot at a tree for us or shoot at a can?
No, I wouldn't want to.
You're in a kind of a congested area?
Yes.
All right, don't do that then.
All right. Well, why do you have it then?
I'm getting a job as a police officer.
Oh, wonderful.
And they don't supply the guns?
They do, but not the Glock.
Okay, so you've been doing some, are you going to keep that as your regular service revolver?
Yeah, it will be.
You're going to use the Glock?
Yes.
Better stopping power with the Glock?
I think so. More reliable weapon.
More reliable, won't jam up on you?
Really? Exactly.
Take a bad guy down.
I'm fascinated by this. Are you in a police academy now?
No, I'll be starting soon.
Yeah, so you're out of the academy?
No, I'll be starting the academy soon.
Oh, when? I thought you were saying you start the job.
When?
When? March. March 2nd is when it starts.
So it was important, I guess, to get that gun a good 7 or 8 months in advance.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something. I've had my run-ins with the cops. I've been pulled over plenty of times. You're going to make one impressive cop.
I think so. Are you going to be firm but fair?
I'll be firm. Never fair.
Never fair.
No.
Can't wait to get you on the streets. Are you going to be an inner-city cop or are you going to be a county cop? What kind of cop?
Inner-city, North Las Vegas Police Department.
Hey, the ones that are on cops all the time, right?
Yep.
Do they have their own Glocks?
We'll say that again?
You've been accepted to the academy?
Do they have their own Glocks?
Their own Glocks.
Are you sure you've been accepted to the police academy?
Yes, I have.
Really?
No, I didn't understand the question that Don was asking.
How is it that you've been accepted but they're not letting you in until March?
That's when the next academy takes place. That's when it starts.
And
there's an academy currently already in place.
And from the great movie Untouchables, why do you want to be a police officer?
So I can get the bad guys, arrest the bad guys, protect my...
See, this has gone terribly wrong from an entertaining little segment to something where I don't really think that this guy is...
Ease my mind, sir. You joining this academy has nothing to do with Steve Guttenberg, right?
No.
Okay, just checking.
No.
Rob...
It's always police academy with you. Well, what are you looking for?
It's my fault, Mike. It's my electronic pen for this thing.
Oh, okay.
My computer, which is it's gone.
Keeping a word. Keeping an eye out.
Can't find it. Okay. All right. Listen, officer friendly. You're in. Enjoy your Glock.
That was a wonderful thing. An empty magazine to a Glock.
That's a hard one to figure out.
Very, very difficult.
Want to try one more before break?
Yeah. I sure hope we can do better.
Okay. Here we go. Found the pen.
Good.
Now I'll focus on the show again. I don't think that guy was really in training to be a cop.
I think he might have been. March, you know, by that time his testicles will drop.
I don't know. Let's see. You want to play with a girl?
Yes, I do. Hi.
Andrea.
Hi.
Hi there. Andrea, we're going to play Can We Guess What's in Your Dryer?
Okay.
What part of the home or office?
Now, is that a question? Now, when you start, are we starting? Or do you let her put it in the dryer first?
The first? Basic. First, she'll tell us where it comes from, where she keeps it. If it's in the kitchen, the bedroom,
and then we get our 10 questions after we hear it.
After we hear it,
understood.
Where is this item predominantly located?
The den or family room. Oh.
All right.
Oh, you got a little one there. Please don't put the baby in the dryer.
Okay.
All right.
That was Mike saying that, incidentally.
Oh, stop it! You're funny. That is funny.
You ready?
Yeah. Go ahead, let's hear it.
For the good of the show.
Not hardly. We're going to have to hear that again. And it came from where?
A little bit more.
Wait, it came from where, excuse me?
The den or family room.
Den or family room. Okay, let's see.
Somewhat disturbed that I heard the sound and then I didn't hear the baby at the same time. now I feel better.
You got it?
All right, and what's the sound that we keep hearing?
That's the end of the dryer.
Why don't you put it on 70 minutes?
Okay.
Why are you putting it so close to the off switch? I don't want to be cheated. Baby seems to be getting a kick out of this.
Okay.
Sure.
I also think, is it just what I think? I hope I'm right.
Okay, all right.
Is it a new dryer?
Yes.
I knew it.
When do you begin your police training,
chick?
Is it a Glock?
No.
You gonna start your questions now?
Yeah. Question? Okay. No.
I didn't want to damage.
Here we go. And you say it's from the family room. Is it made of metal?
There is some metal in it.
Nine to go.
Is it an item that you would wear?
No.
Is it an item you would put near a mantle?
No.
What are you wearing right now?
Hey.
I can ask any question I want.
Hey.
All right, is it a decorative item?
No.
Four down, six to go.
Do you use it for anything? Does it have a use or, you know what I mean?
Not practical.
Not practical.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean, not practical?
Not practical. You don't use it for practical. Did you ask the sex question yet?
No.
Is it a marital aid of any kind?
No.
I don't know, unless you keep your dildos in the family room.
I do.
All right. Just with the exception of Mike.
Well, just in case company comes over.
In the nice china cabinet.
Hello.
La la la. Does it have anything to do with the weather?
Yeah.
No.
No, it has nothing to do
seven
with...
7 down, three to go.
...weather.
Hold on, here is Charles Broyles, super producer.
We've got one.
One what?
A piercing?
A yeah. Girl?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fantastic.
Very good.
Right after we're done here,
okay.
Charlie. No, I lost my place.
Dinner family room.
And, of course, this girl, just because she's here, is
it
not...
Is it a piece of furniture of any kind?
No.
She's not the guaranteed winner, because we'll find out how many piercings she has, and maybe somebody out there has
right.
has more. Would you let your kids play with this item?
Yes.
Is that it?
No, one more question.
One more.
You get one more?
One more.
Yes, let your kids play with it.
And while Mike's thinking, would you put it back in the dryer and turn it on so we can hear it again?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Is it any kind of home electronics?
You got it?
Yeah, is it, and you couldn't hear me. And my last question was, is it any kind of home electronics?
No.
That's it. 10 questions.
I'm going to guess it's a dog.
No.
It's not a dog.
Let the kids play with it. that just sounded bad, didn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it did.
Den, family room. Let the kids play with it. Is it a ball?
No.
What is it? Maybe we cannot guess. Buzz, do you have a guess? What is it?
Is it a snow globe?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, that would break, though, Buzz.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily.
That's a funny guess.
It has no practical use.
But you put a snow globe in a dryer, it would shatter.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
Of course it would.
Absolutely it would break.
Acrylic, my friends.
The Germans call them Schneekugel or snow globe.
But it would break. If you put a snow shaker into a...
Yeah, made of glass.
Into a dryer, even if it was made of plastic, I think it would break.
I don't think... I'm going to go home and do it.
Well, all right, please do, Buzz. The water is going to boil, and it's going to explode.
Not in that
break.
Short amount.
Buzz is
going
to go home and play with his acrylic snow globes.
Listen, here you go. We couldn't guess what was in your dryer, so tell us.
It is a baby's toy piano.
I knew it!
A baby's toy piano.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Huh. Well, this may be the last installment of Can't We Guess What's in Your Dryer?
Oh, baby's toy piano. We never would have gotten that, Andrea.
No, we wouldn't.
It didn't make any, I guess the musical notes would be behind those.
Oh, you couldn't hear? Oh, see, I could hear the musical notes when it was going.
We couldn't hear that. Now that it's out of the, take it out of the dryer and give us, like, chopsticks.
Oh, and the baby sounds adorable.
That's why the baby was making so much noise. He saw me put it in there.
Oh, the baby seemed to handle it okay. No screaming.
Now that's how you put it. Now, if we would have heard that, we would have had...
I like this.
...a fighting chance.
Right.
We could have done something. We could have been something.
She got the phone closer to the dryer. Maybe we would have heard a few musical notes.
Anyway, the phone was right up next to the dryer.
Sure it was.
It's not your fault, honey. It's the fault of the Las Vegas Police Department. And then we have $100 for you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on just a second.
Goodbye, Andrea.
Now, we could continue this, and we might. We have every line is jammed with people.
I like this game. It's stupid enough that it's funny. It really is. Yeah.
Just like your dad. Just can we guess what's in your dryer?
Mm-hmm.
And really, hey, hello, guess what? Mm-hmm. We're never going to guess what's in anybody's dryer.
See, that's the difference between you and me.
We're never.
You say we never are, and I say we're going to be. If you do this again, we'll get it.
Anyway, never mind. We got a break. I was going to say something else, which would take us on another topic. There is a girl for the piercings here. We'll get to her. We'll be right effing back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, let's get one of those home satellite dishes. Then we can stop suckling on the 6 network teat.
Get back, hunky camp. Those systems are too expensive.
Marge, we can't pinch pennies on the machine that's going to be raising our children.
The Don and Mike Show.
They welcome vicious personal attacks. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, the Goyles are here.
All right.
There's more than one of them. And again, this contest will be open until the end of the show, 7 o'clock East Coast, 4 o'clock West Coast time. Before we bring the girls in, though, we do have the Rick D's moment of the day.
Very good.
And I'm going to share it with you today because I heard it myself over the weekend.
Yes.
You know, Rick D's has like a Casey Kasem show.
Right? Countdown show, top 40, top 20, something
Countdown
like that.
Show. Mm-hmm. So one of the bits that he's doing on the show that I was listening to, here's exactly what it is. Rick D's top 40 countdown. How would you like to win a DVD player? Here's how you do it.
Are there times when you have to have fresh breath?
Fresh breath?
Are you sure he didn't call it a D's VD player?
It's
D's VD.
It's the backwards song challenge. Now, what they do is they take a song. Let me stop this. And it's just like this. Can you identify this song? Except it goes a little slower, and you really got to be a retard not to know it's Christina Aguilera. So he goes, let's hear it again. Play the soundbite again. He goes, now I know that some of you will record this tape.
Oh, God, what an idiot.
And try to play it to get the answer. I want to tell you, that's illegal.
Oh, God.
I can't enforce that.
I can't enforce that. Oh, what a hump.
But I'll ask you to play honestly on the D's Challenge.
D's Challenges.
All right, there you go.
There it is, the moment of the day.
Rick D's moment of the day.
He keeps on giving, doesn't he?
And the quote was, I can't enforce that.
I can't.
Can't do it.
No way. Ooh.
I can't enforce that.
I can't do it.
Bring the girls in. And while you're bringing them in, one of the things, the go-to things on my list here, or bring one of the girls
in. One of the girls in, right? One of the girls?
A radio thing. A guy that we worked for at when Mike and I first worked together 18 years ago.
Right.
Our program director was just a jerk face then. I'm sure he is now. Named Smokey Rivers.
Ah!
And listen to how weird things work out. Oh, Rob, save those tapes till tomorrow.
He is a legendary hump. He might be the hump of humps.
He did like peppered vodka.
Right. Do you have any peppered vodka?
Anyway, he's taking the job at the Radio Sinkhole.
Right.
Infinity-owned, CBS-owned, WNEW New York. He's the new
now
program
known
director.
As Dink 102.7.
He's the new program director at Barbie 102.7.
Wow.
And it's the job that nobody in radio wants. It's the station that can't be fixed.
Right.
It's the station that no matter what they do, listeners are going to reject it.
Would this be his first soiree into the Big Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Wow. So that's probably why he's taking the gig, because he wants to go to New York.
Sure. So, you know, hey, We've been in that position before.
We have. Wanting to be number one in New York makes you do crazy things.
So anyway, he's doomed for failure, and we'll call him tomorrow on the show to wish him good luck at WNEW. Longtime listeners will remember Smokey Rivers, what a pain in the ass he was.
Hey, how you doing? He's the guy who made a promotional announcement one time when we were on WAVA here in Washington, D.C. He said, if you're having trouble receiving the signal, call our business office. Well, how the hell can you hear that? Right. If you can't hear that, you can't call the business office.
Okay, I played the tape on the air and said, if you made the
existence. Just an idiot.
If you can hear the...
Really, one of the dumbest things I've ever heard a program director do.
If you could hear the announcement, well then...
If you're having trouble receiving what are you making that announcement for?
You're having trouble receiving the station, you're hearing it.
Right.
So there's no problem with it.
Morons.
Smokey for Don.
Yeah, he loved, and he was the program director who loved being on the air.
Right. And he loved suspending me. All this was BM before Mike. He would love suspending me. And he was one of those guys who would really do it. It wasn't fake with him.
Right.
You broke a rule, he would take you off the air, but then he would go on the air himself. Smokey for Don.
I just had a horrible thought.
What?
Does he get a credit? Does he get the credit for putting us together?
He's put it on his resume.
He put us together, didn't he?
He's put it on his resume.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I thought so. That's all. I just hate that. I'd rather like think of it as just happening.
Mine. We can't enforce that. Let's meet our first dreamy girl for the girl with most piercings contest to win the $5,500. Laser eye, a LASIK procedure, courtesy of Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates.
I noticed that you happen to have glasses on, which means the procedure would be for you.
Correct.
Hi there, and what's your name?
My name is Dana.
And Dana, where are you from?
I am from Fairfax.
All right, now, before we check, how many piercings do you claim to have?
Five.
Only five? And where are
Dana,
they?
Dana, we have, I mean, I think... How many we have with? I don't know how many competitors we have right now, but I mean, five is a good start.
Got to start somewhere. Where are they?
I have one in my nose, which I currently don't have any jewelry in, and four in my ears. That's it.
I'm going to tap to see the hole in the nose.
Why don't you just isolate that? I'm going to have to see the hole.
There's my hole.
Mike is now looking.
He's holding her head. He's confirmed the
Did
hole.
You put your finger in the hole?
I didn't. I just touched the end of her nose just to get a look. I hope you don't mind me doing that.
No.
All right, would you look at the holes in her ears? Would you count? Would you count her holes?
Two and
three. Three, four.
All right, so that makes a total of five holes.
Five
man-made holes, not natural holes.
Yes, that is five, and that... I don't know whether that'll hold up, but I mean, that's the start.
I was enterprising upon that nobody had come here yet.
No, and that's the smart move. That's how these things start.
That's right. Thank you for that. Thank you. If you don't win, you'll get Chris Rock tickets, but right now, you've won.
That doesn't suck, does it?
No, Chris Rock doesn't suck at all.
Right. Chris Rock, the Black Ambition Tour at the Meyerhoff Symphony Hall, Baltimore, October 28th. It's Chris Rock's first tour in 4 years.
Very good. Wow.
Ticketmaster.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Too bad you didn't have anything done with your boobs.
You know, actually, I used to, and I took them out.
Oh.
So,
do you still have the holes, or have the holes sealed?
There's some, because I'm talking about Serena, there's some scarring, I guess you could say.
Now that would count.
You're a funny guy.
We can't enforce that.
Well, right. See, here's the thing. I've already seen the other girl.
Well, that's
I know
not
I
right.
Win.
Well, now they should not.
They're
they should not
to be
have
sequestered.
You should have been kept in separate mayonnaise jars.
All right. Did Fatso do that?
I know you're looking around this room and you're thinking, well, that name could apply to anybody.
We call him Fatso because he's just gotten a little weight on, and we're loving every minute of it. We really are.
I can't help it if they walk in together.
They walk in together.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Look at him all proud of himself. He hasn't changed, has he?
No.
He's so him. He is so him.
Thanks, FB.
All proud of himself. I can't help it if they walk in. Yeah, okay.
You're, all right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy Chris Rock.
Thanks a lot.
Now, let me just say, the contest is open until the end of the show.
Right.
So the next girl who comes in, who will obviously have more than five piercings, if you're listening to this and you want a $5,000 laser eye surgery... Mm-hmm. 1-800-626-LASER, the number. All you do is come down and you got to have more piercings.
Absolutely. Than. That's the way. Hello there.
Right
enter and sign in, please.
Poochie
right
Mama.
Over there. That one.
Poochie Mama. This one right over there. Number four. And what's your name?
My name is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie. Where are you from?
I'm from originally Germantown, Maryland, but I'm now living in Fairfax.
Now, you don't from, I mean, at first glance, you do not seem to be inordinately pierced.
Well, because I'm a professional. I'm not, when I was younger, I had a lot of piercings that were pretty obvious.
Okay.
But as I got older, I right now I'm a professional and I really can't show a lot of my piercings.
How many you got?
I have one now, but I have two that I've recently taken out. Well, are you counting earring holes?
Yeah.
Yep. Earring holes are counted.
Five.
We have a tie.
So it's the same as the other
one. Wow.
And I think mine's slightly more risque.
All right, well, let's see.
Now, would that be the tiebreaker?
Yes, it would.
The more exotic piercing?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
And I can show you the scars from the other one as well.
See? All right.
Yeah,
the other girl right now, just
wait,
you know what? Someone should tell the other girl if she wants to come back and show her scars, she can do that if she wants to try to catch up.
I'm not timid, so.
All right, so what we have here, just for the record, we have a tie with five piercings, but... This and your first name is?
Jamie.
Jamie's going to show us her piercings. They're in a more exotic location, which means she will move ahead on the scale, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So what do you got? Obviously in your ears, I see two.
Four in my ears. One,
oh, four.
Two, three, four.
The standard two okay. in each ear.
La, 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 la.
Okay, very good.
I have my hood.
Now we'll need to. I'm afraid we'll need to see.
You can definitely come around to the sides.
All right.
We'll
need
to in the hood.
Now the hood is still an actual, like, current. You could put something in there.
Yeah.
All right. You'll need to see that.
Oh, and there it's in there.
Oh, my God.
There now.
This girl's...
I applaud
her
that.
Pee.
I applaud that.
We're looking right at her pee word.
So that's your total of five.
That's my total of five, and then let me show you my nipple.
Hold on.
I have
okay.
a scar of my nipple, if you can see that.
That may look.
All right.
Look at you. Look at...
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, then that would be... Would you give her credit for six? I would give her credit for six.
I have my tongue pierced as well, but that's... You can...
No, that's seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
seven.
Well, we got a winner, Mike.
That's yeah,
seven.
Money.
That's seven. That is awesome. That is awesome.
Help.
All right.
Ow.
Very good. And you know, here's the great thing about that. She looks real. I mean, she mentioned professional.
Yes.
I mean, she's like the Ivory Girl. She comes in here
very
and she doesn't look like some, you know, like that
store.
Goth kind of look.
No,
that you
professional.
Would see.
Right. Clean cut.
All right. All right. That's terrific. You enjoy yourself?
Staring right at her. Staring right at him. Okay.
You guys need a recount, definitely. Have
wow. That was now that's the spirit of the competition
that's
right there.
Good. That's pretty good.
Thank
pretty
you,
good.
Jamie.
That's pretty good.
Thanks
good
for, job.
Thanks for showing us the hood.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's
we were just some boys in the hood. So
wow.
That's the standard that has to be beaten.
Yes.
Yep.
I'm sorry.
She was leaving already.
The first lady who got a Chris Rock ticket just...
Oh, we have another competitor coming in here.
And...
All right. Fantastic.
Hello.
Hi. There, that one right over there.
What?
Right over there.
Yeah. Hello.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to that. It's Bart. Am I interrupting?
What happened? What, sir?
It's Bart. Hold on.
Oh, it's Bart.
Hold on just a second, bud. Hold on a second. Hold on. Hi. Will you wait just a second? Ma'am?
He's got his son on the phone.
Hey. Hi, I'm on the air, but you're not on the air. What's happening? Yeah, I called. Where are you at?
Just bear with us, man.
Oh, no, I didn't call.
He's not listening.
It wasn't me.
No, he's not.
Oh, well, it wasn't me, bud.
Hmm. Ask him what time he's leaving the neighborhood.
maybe it was. I don't know. I'll talk to you when I get in a break. Okay. Hey, hold on. You can go back on the air. Hold on a second. He thought I called him, and then I didn't call him. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, so, hey, what's your name, ma'am?
Karen.
Karen?
How old are you, Karen?
I'm 31.
31. Oh, too bad. Barty, well, she's 31. Are you single or married?
Single.
What would you call her, Bart?
She's a cougar.
A cougar.
What, now explain.
Cougar.
Cougar.
Cougar. That's... And I'll tell you right now that she, Barty, she's not a cougar. She's much better looking than a cougar.
Oh, okay.
Cougars can still be good looking.
Yeah. My,
I need more information.
This is something that my son has picked up since he's gone to college when he goes to places.
No. It was in high school, too.
Well, explain. What's cougar?
Cougar is a woman over a certain age who is available... And might be looking for a man a bit younger than her.
Aha.
Generally speaking, you're too young to be a cougar.
Okay.
You're too young to be a cougar.
Don't speak too quickly.
No, at least when I've heard it with Bart and his friends, there's been one or two names that I've tossed out and that have immediately been embraced as cougar.
Very good.
For instance, I'll write down a name right now.
Looking forward to this.
Yeah. Cougar.
Now, Dad.
Yeah.
There's a website called UrbanDictionary.com.
Yeah.
Is that what... Would I find it on there, Bart?
And according to that, one of the...
Yeah.
Is,
okay. Yeah. Buzz, you see that?
Yeah. That's what I guessed.
An older woman dressed as a younger woman, usually with overprocessed hair and skin, who likes to seek out and conquer younger men.
Okay.
She can quite frequently be found in professional settings, though her habit of choice tends to be the bar.
Very good.
All right, that's a cougar. All right, I'll call you during a break. I love you. I'll see you later.
All right.
All right, bye. Sorry about that.
All right, enter and sign in, please. Our next competitor, very, very lovely woman, incidentally.
Not a cougar.
No. No way.
Not a cougar. I'm sorry, I forgot your name, too, because I'm focused on the name that I wrote.
I know.
The name
I
wrote
and down. Put that away, because you might read it by accident.
My name's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Now, Karen is another woman who looks very normal, doesn't look like super pierced from the outside. However, you do have the eyebrow pierced. I can see that from here. Okay.
All right, how many do you have?
Nine.
Oh, my.
Nine.
Wow. All right.
Nine.
Would you like to run down the piercings that we have here?
I have one in my eyebrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have two in this ear.
Right. Okay.
I have two in this lobe, and then I have four going up my earlobe right here.
And that's a total of nine?
Mm-hmm.
That's a bummer.
Isn't that a disappointment?
That's a bummer every summer.
Yeah. When she said nine, and at first glance, I was thinking, sure. You know. Yeah. But you know what?
I have tattoos, too.
You have tattoos?
Yes.
Where do you have tattoos?
On my lower back.
Really? Can we see it?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you sports fans?
Yeah, of course. Sure. Absolutely.
Depends on what team you're rooting for, though, when it comes to baseball.
That's okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, well, what's on your...
Let's see
what's on your back.
Oh, boy, I hope it's not what I think it is.
Yeah.
You got a couple? What you got? She got Yankees.
Oh, God!
She got Yankees tattoos.
And technically, if she's the most piercing, she's going to win. She's going to be Yankees tattoo.
Is it just piercings and no tattoos? Because the last contestant has tattoos.
Yeah. No, it's no tattoos.
We just wanted to take a look at the Yankee tattoo right above her ass.
All right, well, then you're ahead.
You're ahead so far.
Hang around.
Way to go.
Thank you.
Somebody sucks.
Somebody tell that other nice...
Help you win the world, did it?
Tell that other nice lady that she's won tickets to see Chris Rock, Black Ambition Tour.
Very good.
Meyerhoff Symphony Hall in Baltimore, October 28th. Go to Ticketmaster.com.
Man.
So the number to beat now is... Nine.
She had a Yankee tattoo.
Excuse me. I got
you. Bless you. Like,
or whatever.
Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic.
Yeah, you know what?
Oh, wait a minute. Another woman's just come in.
You know what that is? That was just some hood snot I had coming back up. Right. Hi there. Hi, what's
you? You better hope not.
My name's Becky.
Hi, Becky. No, I mean, I'm having a reaction from
I understand.
Seen that.
I think get all hot and bothered.
Allergic.
And that's perfectly right. You don't have a Yankee tattoo, do you, Becky?
I don't have any tattoos. My motto is I'll take one big prick over 1,000 little pricks any day, so I get the big needles, none of the little needles.
Wow.
How many do you have?
26.
Count them off and let them be seen.
Well, then. How many in your ear?
13 in this ear.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Another 5 over here.
Right.
18.
Two in the eyebrow.
19, yeah. 20.
One in the tongue. 21. Two in this nipple. One to the belly button.
We'll have to see the tongue.
Yeah, we have to see all the piercings. That's the rule.
All the way through. And the nipple, please.
All right.
She's belly button.
Oh, that's cute.
And
I like that. Well. Yeah, that's very nice.
Oh,
wait.
Well,
oh, two more.
Hey.
26 is, I mean, she's dusting the field right now. Oh, here we go.
Hey, it's hood
time.
Could
be another trip to the hood.
No.
No, not the hood.
All right. You notice we're getting more curious here.
Oh.
Two
there.
Hold on. Step up and see if you can say on the radio where those are.
Okay.
Those are in my left labia majora.
Yeah, baby. Well done.
Well done.
Wow.
I want to do piercing contests forever.
Wow. Look at that. I was willing just an hour ago to say the contest is a total failure.
The contest is so far, I mean, this is going to be tough to beat.
Mm-hmm.
So your total again was 26.
She's got
that boy.
Wow. Let me just say she had them inside. If you get what I mean, it's like, you know, they had to come out. They were hidden inside. They were. They were like.
Here goes the childlike Donnie right there.
They were like.
There are many women that have them there. You've seen plenty of cinematic examples.
No, maybe I haven't.
Yeah.
I've not
probably
seen
have.
If you, I've not seen it.
594 like through 598, you probably seen
it. I buy the channels. I've just not seen one where it's. Wow. Ooh, wow.
Yeah.
It's like you're doing a magic trick.
That's incredible. That is fantastic.
Congratulations.
Now, it's the if you win the eye thing, is it for you?
Yes, I brought my glasses.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good. See, that's great.
There you go.
Very good.
Well, now you'll have the pleasure of telling the last lady that she is going to go see Chris Rock.
Okay.
And you hang around until the end of the show. And if I don't think you're going to get a winner over 26.
I would be truly, truly amazed.
Yeah. But thanks for making this this happen for us.
That's fantastic. Well, and wait a minute. A woman is coming in now. All right. Thank you very much, Becky.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys in a little bit.
And another, like, innocent to the naked eye.
Yeah.
She does not look like she's covered with piercings.
We got to get to Buzz. How many you got?
19.
Oh,
I know. I don't have 26.
Oh, but to get the tickets, we have to see them.
Yes, can we see them?
Okay, I don't have any below the waist.
Okay.
I have them in my ear.
What's your name?
My name is Amber.
Hi, Amber.
Hi.
Hi, Amber.
And I have two in my tongue.
Yeah,
there they are.
Uh huh.
And I have just three in my belly button.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Enjoy Chris Rock.
What?
Enjoy Chris Rock.
I have a tattoo all over my back.
Can we see that?
Right, there we
go. Sure, go ahead.
All right.
There, I love the person.
That's wow.
Do her piercings count?
Wow.
That matches mine.
She's got a
26.
She's got a gigantic tattoo all over her back.
You might want to come back when we also do the tattoo contest as well. You know, that might be fun, Amber.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Amber.
Enjoy Chris Rock.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That was Amber, everyone.
The hood would have won it for you. Baltimore, October 28th, Chris Rock. Go to Ticketmaster.com. And wow, the excitement we just had. On her back was a picture of a naked woman.
Yeah. Was that what that was?
Yeah, that's what the tattoo was.
It was so big, it was hard to...
Picture of a naked woman.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden...
Say hi to Chris Rock.
...a man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is, Buzz.
Me.
Wow. He made it up.
And, well, that worked pretty good.
That was a good contest.
Mm-hmm. That worked pretty good.
That's a contest you could revisit.
Well, we still got to... We'll do something else. Well, every day this week, we've got that to give away from Witten Perot Laser Eye Associates.
Cool.
1-800-626-LASER. Now, look at all these people who are still waiting to play Guess What's in My Dryer.
Wow.
Wow. Oh, no, sorry. We're done with that. Thank you, though. What did you have? Hello?
No, that one's gone.
Hey, sorry, we're not going to play. What did you have?
I had a CD, but I had something more interesting to put in.
What?
It was a box of pasta.
A box of pasta. Hi, we're not playing anymore, but what were you going to put in your dryer?
I had an Iraqi bayonet.
An Iraqi bayonet?
Wow. Hi, Don and Mike, what were you going to put in your dryer?
I was about to put a bottle of tequila instead of a book that I put in there.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Thank
Good
you.
Job.
Thank you. You're not going to see Chris Rock, but I just want to mention his name again. And hi to anyone listening to us in Mount Hood.
Yes.
Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, if David Blaine has sex, he could die. And other tales from the plastic box.
Okay. All right. That's a tease, Buzz.
Yeah, good.
There you go.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
hood rational.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3.
The leading cause of obesity in America, the Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz's news and comments now. Buzz brought to you by Viromax Sexual Pleasure Performance Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed.
Will someone call for a doctor?
Clinically tested Viromax works.
Hey, there you go, right there.
Uh-huh. Always working.
That's how you do it.
Ask my doctor.
Right.
Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, other select retailers. Try it today. Viromax, 1-888, try VMAX. And now here is Busky.
Hi, Don and Mike. After 44 days in a plastic box, doctors have supposedly told illusionist David Blaine that if he has sex before Thursday, he could die. Supposedly, they say he's so weak from not eating and not moving and not resting properly, sex could give him a heart attack.
Great. There would be news.
That'd be big news. I'd go see that.
They're also warning him against eating. He'll have to start with salt water through his nose, graduating to a liquid formula. They say he may be able to eat solid food by the end of the week. After that, he'll have to double the average man's calorie intake to rebuild the tissues that broke down during his stunt in London. Quoting Blaine...
This sounds like it might be hype.
Yeah. Oh, of course. And all of this comes from his people. That's why I put supposedly in just about every sentence of this story.
Right. Blainites.
Quoting Blaine, the hospital is the most dangerous part.
God. And we touched on this earlier. I'm glad you had it in the news, Buzz, because it's in my notes of things that piss me off.
Yeah.
You know, like we said earlier, what's the trick? There's no trick.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there for 40-some days. Mike made an outstanding point that the water he's getting is not like the water that you would get at 7-Eleven.
The rumor that he's gotten vitamin-enriched water.
Right.
Anyway.
Other nutrients.
George!
How does his mother feel about it?
Mrs. Blaine, we're trying to find that tape right now.
You're not paid to be a canary.
He says it here at one point.
No.
Come on, Rudy.
Now he says no.
No.
The thing now is what kind of trick?
Take those capsules over to Mrs. Blaine's. She's waiting for them.
There it is.
There you go.
She was very upset about this trick.
That's the payoff. But what a dumb trick.
Yeah.
And not even a trick.
No, it doesn't count as a trick. Well, it could be a trick. If they're feeding him through that little water tube, it is a trick.
Right, I guess.
No, like I said before, you put Star Jones in there.
Mm-hmm.
You put Rosie O'Donnell in there. Now I'm watching.
Right.
Now I'm saying that's a trick, because after 42 days, Rosie O'Donnell, Star Jones, they're going to come out as different-looking people.
Absolutely.
Well, the TV game...
Same with... I don't want to just discriminate with women. Same with guys.
Of course.
You put Bill Parcells in there.
You put the guy from the Johnny Depp movie Blow.
Yeah, okay.
And I think he was also in Remember the Titans.
But don't you think if you put Rosie in there after a few days, the box would get sort of cloudy?
Fog over.
That's nasty.
And if you put Parcells in there,
uh-huh,
after 42 days, his hair would definitely not be that queer platinum blonde.
No.
And how come no one calls Bill Parcells on the fact that
he dyes his hair blonde?
Yeah, listen, he's done a fantastic job with
it. I always thought it was gray. I thought it was white.
So did I.
But it's blonde?
He's coach of the year, but no one's got the balls to say to him, hey, man, what's up with your gay hair?
How you doing, blondie?
I mean, really, it's such a non-Bill Parcells look.
I always thought it was white. I didn't watch the game this weekend, and it looked...
No, it is... It,
super extra blonde.
It is blonde. It has been all year.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching... In case you wonder the exciting life that I lead, directly before the show, I watch on ESPN News where they show press conferences.
Right. Well, I've watched that too, because they're pretty fascinating.
With all of the coaches. And
right,
when Parcells was up there, besides the football stuff that he was saying, I was noticing, I know I've seen this before, but Jesus, that hair is so blonde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So blonde.
What would Parcells be? How old would he be?
Got to be mid-60s.
Yeah, 65.
And here's the dealio.
Mm-hmm.
You know why no one gives Bill Parcells S about his hair?
Why?
In the media?
Why don't
they? Or definitely on his team? Because he's a ball buster.
Mm-hmm. He is a total ball buster.
And listen, just a small... That's the sound of someone having their balls busted.
Right.
Small note to all the NFL coaches, but in particular, the one that works here in D.C.
Uh-huh.
Steve Spurrier, yes, the old ball coach. Larry's going to come on tonight, and he's going to do his dog and puppy show and dog and pony show, and he's going to do his best to say that the sky is not falling.
Uh-huh.
Here's the exact problem, and we will get into this in depth tomorrow.
Will Larry have Bill Parcells on?
No, Larry will not.
Or Rapunzel, as he's known to his players.
He will not. Here's the deal now. Hear me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only talking about the Redskins. I know that there are other teams with other cities that we broadcast to, but you don't have quite the problems that the Redskins have. The Packers, like, for instance, that game yesterday, face it, St. Louis is just a better team.
Right.
You played a better team yesterday. Packers are not as good as we thought. It's not a coaching issue. They don't have good players. Buffalo, you didn't play great, but you played good enough to beat the sucky Redskins.
Right.
So after the game, Spurrier, the ball coach, says... I really am pissed at these guys that they're not trying. We're not getting the good effort. I'm going to have to kick some butt.
Mm.
I'm going to have to make some changes. Heads are going to roll because it's going to be my way or the highway. Then he comes back and says, right after I talk to Dan Snyder.
Yeah.
Now,
that's,
you know,
tough.
See, there's...
Takes the punch.
There's
out
the
of
problem.
It.
Yeah.
Guys, and this was my original point about Parcells. If Spurrier's hair was dyed blonde, guys all the time, maybe not right to his face, but behind him would be going...
Well, that would look odd. If it was Spurrier, you'd want to go with like a red, reddish, like medium brown, maybe.
Whatever color, whatever tint his, whatever hue his hair is.
Right, maybe purple.
They'd be goofing on him
right
behind
Burgundy?
His back. And maybe,
huh?
Maybe even do that thing where you're standing right behind him and you're going like you're pointing at your head so he can't see. And if he turns around, you're acting like you're waving at someone.
Right.
Now, they don't pull that crap on Parcells.
No.
Because Parcells, and he's working with a dick owner. Jerry
right
Jones is a dick, just like Daniel Snyder's a dick.
Well, let's not go crazy.
Right. Snyder is...
Snyder is as Snyder does.
This is part of the discussion Mike and I were having that we'll bring to the air one day. I wrote a note about it. Why does everybody in Washington hate Dan Snyder so much?
Because mm-hmm
really, you would think on the surface...
We'll give them to you at a later date, but ladies and gentlemen, I... I had some of the answers.
Hmm. You know, he should be a guy who's liked by most people. He's a rich guy that owns a football team and
should be.
Spends a lot of money on it, but yet he...
There are only two ways you can go as an owner, and I don't know whether our Danny boy has gone in either direction.
He's really hated. But the thing with Spurrier is, no wonder the Redskins suck, and no wonder Spurrier says he's not getting a good effort out of these guys, and he says, I'm gonna kick some ass and fire some guys. But then he has to wait and go back and ask Danny.
Right.
So if you're a player, why would you even believe anything he said? Because
exactly.
You know he's got to run to the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if his hair was a funny color, the players would make fun of him because they know that he's not an authority figure.
I think you should shave his head.
Meanwhile, I did some research on this.
Yeah.
And I found out, if we're going to talk about ball-busting coaches in regards to players not playing hard
right.
and not doing the right thing,
mm-hmm.
get it back out. Because I got the award, and it's not one of your old school guys. It's not George Halas. It's not Vince Lombardi. It's not Don Shula. It's Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson, what did he do?
Jimmy Johnson, who cut players on the plane on the way back from the game.
Wow.
So, let's say you're playing for the Cowboys, and you miss a block, uh-huh. or you get a big penalty, and the team loses. When you're on the team on the way home... Before you even get home, he comes up and says, incidentally.
Does he say it in front of people?
Yeah. Clear out the locker. You're cut.
That makes for a fun flight.
Wow.
You know, that makes for some tight sphincters.
Yeah.
Anybody ever take a poke at him?
I don't know.
Close quarters, that plane.
I
read it about
so.
Five times. You know,
of course,
wow.
you know, you're going to try to pick up with another team so you don't hit the coach, right?
He's just making an example.
I would have hit the coach.
Wow. He's just making an example.
Cut me. Cut you.
Okay, and not everybody agrees with this.
Hmm.
Not everybody agrees with this. Some football fan. You know, I don't want this just to be a Redskins discussion. This could be a league-wide discussion.
Right. Okay?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, this is Jimmy Johnson.
Hi, Jimmy. How you doing?
You got me.
How you doing?
You got me.
How you
hook,
doing?
Line and sinker.
Jimmy?
Yes.
How many players did you cut on the airplane?
Three.
Why'd you cut them?
Because they were doing bad.
Really?
How do you spell football?
FOOTBALL.
Hey, way to go. How do you close? How do you spell?
Here you go.
Leader.
LEARN.
How do you spell? How do you spell cowboy?
Cowboys?
Yes.
COW. B-O-Y.
Hey, way to
Cowboys
go, Tommy.
Suck.
Good job.
How do you spell Buffalo?
Buffalo?
Yes.
I don't know.
How about Bengal?
No.
I just let you know.
He's
I don't
just
know.
Stopping now. He doesn't want to spell tonight.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What else?
Tom, we got to run. We're doing the news. I'm sorry. I got off on a rant.
Goodbye, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, Buzz?
Yes, Tommy.
But go to the news. What's your... Lead comment for tonight.
We've already done that, Tom. The one we just finished.
We're doing the news right now, Tom.
Go ahead and do the news, guys.
Thank you, Tom.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
How many points for a touchdown?
Seven.
Very good. Field goal.
How do you spell seven?
S-A-V-E-N.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Seven.
Hey.
And Mike has a question. How about a field goal?
Field?
How many points in a field goal?
Three.
Very good.
How about in a safety?
Two.
He knows the game.
Wow.
Good job, Tommy.
All right, Tom.
Hey.
What?
How do you like that license plate I gave y'all?
Oh, like that very much, Tom. All right. We got to go, Tom.
Hi, guys.
All right.
Good news, Buzz.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Okay.
Go ahead, Buzz.
Good night, Tom.
There he goes.
He wasn't lingering.
The TV game show Wheel of Fortune is being sued for something you'll never get to see on TV. It happened here in Washington when local contestant Will Wright won over $48,000. Now, this was edited out of the broadcast, but host Pat Sajak was allegedly so excited about the win, he threw himself at the contestant, wrapping his arms and legs around the guy.
Nice.
The guy now says he has a back injury.
Oh, come on.
And he's suing the producers for $2 million. Quoting him, I signed a release, but that was for like if you hurt yourself spinning the wheel. All I remember thinking was, don't drop Pat Sajak. The producers have no comment.
Unbelievable.
Maybe Sajak was coming on to him.
Pumping his leg.
I'd like to buy a T, an A, an R. I believe I can solve the puzzle.
Tard?
You win.
The guy or Pat Sajak? Or both?
Tom.
Oh, Tom.
The category.
Tom. Oh, there you go.
Speaking of court cases, a guy who trespassed at Arnold Schwarzenegger's Los Angeles estate is paying the price. Canadian Richard Sathia Nathan will have to undergo psychological counseling and be on probation for 3 years.
I just saw this guy running across the lawn, and he had these big angry eyes. And I said, get the security, and the thing is, put it in your mouth. Now take it out.
Sathia Nathan also will have to stay away from Arnold and his family from now on.
Where was the guy from, Buzz?
He's from Canada.
That's a joke you don't use too often, is it?
Richard got credit for the 50 days he spent behind bars. He apparently had visited the Schwarzeneggers several times.
Where was he from?
He's from Canada. In another Arnold case, L.A. officials have ordered the removal of a 100-foot mural of Arnold promoting the DVD release of Terminator 3. The complaint was filed by a neighborhood association.
That has nothing to do with...
the guy from Canada.
Thank you, Buzz. We got a break?
All right.
We'll be right effing back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hold on to me, Frank. Give me a hummer.
What's up, Don? How you doing? The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Yeah. Hey, we want to thank the Witten Pearl Laser Eye Associates for the LASIK procedure we gave away today worth $5,500. And we're giving away another one tomorrow. Let me see the experience of over 50,000 successful procedures with affordable 12-month no-interest financing, 800-626-LASER. Laser. I will do it again tomorrow. Now here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Conservative talk show hosts refer to homosexuality as a lifestyle or a choice.
Cabbage?
It isn't.
Where's the cabbage?
Where's the cabbage and the anal cavity? It isn't a lifestyle or a choice, according to the latest research. A new study out of UCLA says people are straight or gay or bi or whatever because that's the way they're wired.
You think?
I found this Rush Limbaugh cabbage.
Cabbage.
Listen to this tape of lone conservative Sam Huff.
Hold on to me, Frank. Give me a hummer.
There you go.
That's not a choice.
That's right. The study indicates that sexual identity is determined even before we're born. They say genetics has even more to do with it than hormones.
Cabbage.
Which is what they used to think.
Cabbage. You know what you should do when I tell this to Rush? Go out and chat with a gay person. You'll
this is Sam Huff. Hey, Rob, you got to get the new Inquirer.
Okay.
You got to bring it in tomorrow because, you know.
Again?
More Rush?
Yeah, I just read today.
3 weeks of Rush.
3 weeks in a row he's on the cover. Now they have the reaction to all of the stuff that's happened.
And the article this week in the Inquirer actually means that he's pre-wired to be gay.
I guess so.
Right.
Cabbage.
The research of which we speak here is considered important because one baby in every 3,000 has sex organs that are not identifiable as either male or female. That leaves doctors to assign the baby a sex based on their best guess. This new research may improve their guesses.
Mm-hmm. This explains Jeremy Coleman.
Bingo, baby.
Courtney Love would just like to get her kid back. She was in Los Angeles juvenile court last week trying to convince a judge that she's mentally fit to care for her 11-year-old daughter. Officials took the child away after Courtney was arrested for being under the influence of a controlled substance.
Hold on, we have a tape of Courtney Love. Here she is.
Hey, this is Keith. Yeah, Richard. To Don and Mike.
Hi, Courtney.
Sorry, that wasn't Courtney Love. That was Courtney Love.
Later that evening, after being arrested, Courtney was treated for an overdose of OxyContin.
Oh, there it is again.
Yeah.
Cabbage.
Stay away from that stuff.
Yeah.
Courtney.
There it is.
Howard. I'm mad. I am
Courtney Love.
Mad.
Or Rush Limbaugh.
And yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book.
No, you're right. It's Rush.
And I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest.
Or it's Jeremy.
To believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over, and I couldn't. So what?
So what?
There you go. Have an OxyContin.
Quoting Courtney Love, cops and two ladies in white coats came to my house. I got jackbooted. My mouth was taped shut. They put a ping pong ball in my mouth. And honey,
sounds sexy.
And honey,
yeah, baby.
Honey, you don't get to say you're sorry for that because it wasn't in bed, end quote. Love says she was taken to a hospital where Loveline doctor Drew Pinsky heads the rehab program.
Wow.
After 24 hours there, she walked out. Quoting again, I looked like an effing bag lady. I had no shoes. I had to hide in a bush. Then I see a house.
What about her bush?
She had to hide in one.
Nice bush.
Then I see a house with two 14-year-old girls in it. So I knock on the door and I say, hi, I'm Courtney Love. I'm leaving the loony bin. She says she'll eventually, she eventually got a ride back home from a guy, an angel, she calls him, that she met at a guitar store. Courtney admits she spoke of suicide, but says the official shouldn't worry about that. She says she was just fooling around. Quoting her again, I'll be here after the cockroaches.
Hello.
Oh, God. She probably will.
You wouldn't know it from DVD and ticket sales, but the Matrix craze is over, according to the Wax Museum people. Even as the third and final Matrix movie is about to be released, the Hollywood Wax Museum is taking down its Keanu Reeves dummy.
Yay.
Quoting the museum's manager, yeah, whoa.
Whoa.
No.
Whoa.
It's like, whoa.
Whoa.
That's right, sure. Quoting the museum's manager, we try to stay current. The Matrix was current. It is not now, end quote. What is hot in the mind of this museum guy?
Whoa.
Keanu's Neo will be replaced by Nintendo's Mario. He gets a place of honor alongside King Kong and the characters from The Wizard of Oz.
Mario.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Bogus.
Me, I'm looking forward to the third Matrix because I like the first one.
A lot of people are.
I suffered through the second one.
Right.
It was okay, but I understand it was like a bridge between the first two. So the third one just better be the best thing I've ever seen.
Had trouble understanding the first one. Hated the second one. For the third one, I have to say... Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Although I have been told by more than one person, I went to see the Jack Black movie with my kid.
Right.
I've been told by more than one person that Kill Bill is a movie that is so violent and it is so outstandingly produced. I'm tearing up the language here. It's wicked. It's great. It's violence.
Yeah.
It's like better than The Matrix. And because Quentin Tarantino had a four-hour movie, and he refused to make any edits.
Right.
The movie just ends 2 hours into it. And apparently...
Are we going to get a sequel?
Yeah, and apparently...
It's going to be a serial.
Where it ends is really a point where you're really...
Oh.
Really.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Good, I want to see that.
Whoa.
In sports, a Colorado judge has ruled that NBA star Kobe Bryant will stand trial for sexual assault.
That's right.
Says there is enough evidence. 40 athletes, Olympic and professional, will testify...
Even though her underpants was full of other guys' white pee?
Apparently so. And 40 athletes, Olympic and professional, will testify...
Hold on to me, Frank. Give me a Hummer.
They'll testify in a growing steroid scandal. The head of one steroid lab says at least 7 NFL players and 4 Major League Baseball players, including Barry Bonds...
They're full of it.
...have been subpoenaed.
They're lying.
Tonight on Monday Night Football, the Chiefs are at Oakland. And finally,
what's the same, huh?
When we say this judge...
No chance he takes steroids unless someone puts peanut butter on him.
Finally, when we say this judge was pounding the gavel, we don't mean it in the usual way.
Oh, and incidentally, Buzz, I know you're up against the clock today.
Right.
We've got time for me to to say this. Again, it's a local reference. I know we're doing a national show.
Right.
I'm trying not to. Let me just say hats off to my man, Frank Herzog, who's the play-by-play voice of the Washington Redskins.
Right.
Yesterday, during the game against the Bills, he made this call. Buffalo ball, first on the 43. Bledsoe with the handoff to Thurman Thomas, who explodes through a hole for a large gain.
When would be the last Thurman Thomas game?
Wow. In Buffalo, 5 years ago.
There you go. All right.
And no one bothered to say, hey, McFly. You know, that's Travis Henry, not Thurman Thomas.
Brain fart.
Finally, when we say this judge was pounding the gavel, we don't mean it in the usual way. In Bordeaux, France, a judge is under investigation for sexual exposure in a courtroom. The investigation began after a newspaper reported that the judge was pleasuring himself while a female lawyer was pleading her case. And when we say pleading her case, we do mean that in the usual way.
I'll drink to that.
The judge, however, was deliberating to beat the band. And when we say beat the band...
You mean beat the band.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
Sustained.
On the Don and Mike Show.
No, overrated. That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. We'll try to do a better job tomorrow. Good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good hood day to you, sir.
Hey, just think.
What?
Only about an hour till you get home, and I'll be able to call you.
God damn it. Why'd you have to bring that up?
Okay.
Dr. PM.
Eater.
Can we meet again? Sammy Davis here. You're saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.